Heroes News today.
In the heart of ancient Rome, General Alex Jones of InfoWars stood at the forefront of a defining battle. The odds being heavily stacked against him, the atmosphere was thick with tension. But in the heat of the clash, as hope seemed to fade, the heavens themselves offered a sign. With InfoWars.com/show, thou shalt conquer. Share the link today.
Here comes.
When you have U.S. senators in both parties saying we may need to go ahead and nuke Russia first, and the Russians are aware that's almost happened before, what do you think that makes the Russians do? Well, it makes them go into war mode. So I don't like them invading Ukraine. I don't like him putting his nuclear forces on maximum alert. Only one level above that on their DEFCON, just like our system, and that's fire the weapons. And so now we have Democrats all over the news saying, let's just use nuclear weapons on Russia. Think of their ignorance. Russia has hundreds of submarines off our coast with sea-launched missiles that would vaporize our cities within 5 minutes on average of being launched. Sea-launched cruise missiles that fly at Mach 5. Land launch systems they can also launch from ships that are at Mach 9 and cannot be shot down. And yes, the United States has those too. That's a Pentagon lie that Russia developed systems that we don't have. It's on record the U.S. has those systems. The point is, it's called mutually assured destruction, or MAD for a reason, because anyone that would violate the MAD doctrine is insane. And you know, I'm on the side of not having a nuclear war, especially when Russia's not starting a fight with us, and especially after we just heard for years that everything happening in this country is run by Russia, when that was all a giant lie. The globalists are the outside evil force.
The satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down into the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. And we put our faith, and we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. InfoWars.com.
If you don't watch it, you're going to end up like Jason Adderley's boy. Deal me out this hand, Jason. I'm about to bust. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was the bathroom. Oh, good Lord.
Scanning. Control. Manipulate scientific data. Take over. Blast. Control. World government. Shut down infrastructure. Ship everything to China. Just look at this person.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And we're live. On this Tuesday, October 17th, 2023, Global Transmission. That's real breakthroughs in understanding what's going on. I'm really almost at a loss for words how important things are. We'll be right back to everybody you know and people you don't know. Tune in. That's how we break the blockade of the enemy censorship.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
The most banned network in the world.
We are live broadcasting worldwide on this Tuesday, October 17th. 2023 transmission.
Wer zu Lebzeit guter werden.
And I was already intending to come in here today and make a very important point, an observation I've made around the country and around the world. And I noticed when I looked through the hundreds of news articles that they print out and stack before me to go through, that it's a theme that organically is also in a lot of other people's focus right now, because there's a lot of clarity. Trump is surging, not just here in the United States, but all over the world to messianic levels. Because people hate the system. They see the system persecuting Trump. And their attempts to gag him and lie about him and demonize him, every time they do it, he only goes up more points. He's over 70% of the field now in the upcoming Republican primaries against 10 other candidates. 70%. It was 60% a month ago. He's 20 to 30 points ahead of Biden, even in their mainline skewed polls where they oversample Democrats 10 to 15, 20 points, depending on their methodology. And I see it on the street. I see it at grocery stores. I see it when I travel around the country. I was on a secret mission last week that has been postponed a few weeks until it is released. And I'll just leave it at that. It's going to be even bigger than it was going to be. But I've been all over the country. And I've been to Mexico recently, and I've been all over. And I talk to people all over the world, and you see the numbers here. And you see whenever Letitia James, the Soros DA, or any of these creatures who've been trying to gag Trump do their little press conferences and their announcements about how he's guilty and how he's a criminal. On Twitter, on Instagram, I spent a lot of time reading the comments. I read the other night, it had about 1 million views. It's like 900-something thousand. It's only been out a few hours. And it was Letitia James, the New York AG, and I got mesmerized, and my wife was getting mad at me because she wanted me to watch a movie with me because my daughter had gone to bed. And I just said, I got to keep reading. Sorry. So I read probably 30, 45 minutes or longer. It's almost embarrassing. I read that long in just a comment string and didn't find one comment for Letitia James. And the comments were, you globalists are criminals, you're a crime syndicate, George Soros put you in, you should go to prison, you should be ashamed of yourself. And they were just so informed. Some of the comments were like a page long, and I was just speed reading, and I could speed read. Just, like, well, where are the attacks? And I saw this phenomenon a few years ago when I was on Joe Rogan. And they attacked the show on the national news and said, Jones lied and said that Bill Gates said on a national NBC show that 80% of people in the first rollout trial of the Pfizer shots, they did live trials, when it officially rolled out, had serious adverse reactions. And Jones also lied and said that AP and Reuters reported majority of global polio caused by UN polio program run by Bill Gates. And so I just put a video together of Bill Gates from the NBC News, and then those articles just right there. Joe put it out on his Instagram. Last time I checked, it had like 15 million views. And that was years ago. And I read for hours, and there was no one supporting Bill Gates. I mean, I read probably 500 comments. There was like 50,000 comments the first day, 100 and something the next. You couldn't even look at it all. I was just scanning. No one. So these globalists are not popular, and I do a lot of the grocery shopping. And I like to do it because I get the things I want that people tend to forget to get. And I know what everybody else wants. And when I go to the grocery store, my daughter always points out there's just like giant bags of foods and a few bags my wife goes. And so I was in the grocery store about an hour Saturday. And when Trump first got elected, I'd go to that grocery store and I'd probably shake, when it was busy, it was really busy, H-E-B, I'd probably shake 20 hands, but I would have two people say you're a Russian agent or things along those lines to get in my face, usually about two. And now it's been a year and I've only been confronted three times by leftists. Period. Now, when I was in the grocery store for an hour Saturday, I probably shook every other person's hand that I walked by. That's why it took so long. I could have done it in like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. But old, young, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, trendies, you name it. Oh, you're so right. The globalists are poisoning us. Oh, I apologize. I didn't used to believe you. And I was just, okay, great, thank you. And taking pictures. I probably took pictures with, let's not exaggerate, 40 people. And by the way, whenever I talk about this, media matters and the left panic and say, Jones is lying, he's not popular. I think I'm going to go to the grocery store with a hidden camera. In fact, I don't think I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to go with a hidden camera down to 6th Street soon, and I'll just show you all the young college kids what happens. I will be mobbed. I mean, quite frankly, I'll have women trying to tear my clothes off. And I don't say that to act cool. I'm going to do that. I mean, you've seen us out in the armored vehicle a few weeks ago. We went on that thing 5 years ago and got flipped off by every, 10th person. Got a lot of yay Alex Joneses too, but we got a lot of hate. Drove around for an hour and a half, put out almost all the video. One person said F you. One person. Everybody else is like, yay, Alex Jones, dead death of the New World Order, yeah, get Fauci, get Gates. So when I get up here, I'm not, again, bragging to people. I'm not tooting my horn. I want you to know that you're not a public figure, which is a big positive. It's a lot of negatives being a public figure. You have your anonymity, at least with general public, not with Big Brother. So you feel alone because you're not interfacing with people, and most folks aren't telling you their politics. But I'm here to tell you, the globalists have screwed the pooch. And it has definitely happened even more so with Trump. I can't tell you how many leftist neighbors that are in my neighborhood now that when I'm out with my daughter riding bikes or out playing soccer, our yard's not that big, so there's a little field close by, a little park, nothing but love, nothing but apologies, nothing but you're right. And so that's what I want the system to know. And you can see it everywhere. I mean, Trump's 20 points or more ahead of Biden. That's never happened in a modern election where the Republican frontrunner is 20 points ahead of the Democrats. Usually they got a huge lead. It's 6 points. And the real number's a lot higher. Because, again, they oversample, depending on the methodology, 10, 15, or 20 points in those. So I'm going to play a lot of Trump clips here in a moment. Big, obviously, Middle East news, World War III news, big economy news, massive euthanasia news. I want to focus on open border news, how in Europe and the U.S. they are paying massive dividends, the illegal aliens, the invaders, to come here. Chicago's giving $9,000 a month to, quote, migrant families. Oh, my goodness. And paid a local shelter just last month $7.2 million. $7.2 million in one shelter. So the business of catering to these people is also a big deal. And again, it's the globalists locking down the third world, organizing the refugee centers, promising them all these free goodies that gets them here. That's what's causing the massive surge with what the Democrat Party hopes are they're going to be their new voters and a permanent underclass, same exact paradigm, same non-governmental organizations, NGOs in Europe that are running the very same invasion. But on the Trump front, I walked in this morning to write my headline, and then I looked at the stack and I saw what I was going to say everywhere else, which is good because that means people are getting it. We all get on the same page without even talking to each other. That's when you know there's a real accelerated great awakening happening. Here's a Zero Hedge article. It's very important. I'm going to have it posted on Infowars.com by Tyler Durden. Trump is surging. And then it goes through all the numbers. It's a big article. Here's another one. Donald Trump gag order imposed by judge. Trump does not have the right to say and do exactly what he pleases. Well, he hasn't been doing that. Not been contacting your jurors. No, he's been saying when the court and the AG and the lawyers are all lying about him, he's saying you're a pack of liars. And what made him put out this new federal gag in D.C. about this Obama judge? DOJ prosecutor working on special counsel Jack Smith's team is a massive Democrat Party political operative and donor. Now, that's illegal. And Jack Smith, remember, in the last month, tried to make it secret who his prosecution team is. Why not? They're already finding him civilly guilty without jury trials in New York and other areas. I told everybody what that happened to me last year. Said they're coming for you next. For whatever reason, they test things on me. So, whatever you see happen to AEJ happening to John Doe and Sally Soccer Mom next. So we're going to get to that. Former President Trump really is the president today. A judge put a gag order. I'll be the only politician in history that runs with a gag order where I'm not allowed to criticize anyone. And I am advising the Trump crew. I'll just leave it at that. That Trump needs to start doing more fireside chat style deals. All he needs is a good production team and only take like three people. And he can sit there and he can speak at Mar-a-Lago wherever he wants. And they can have those, a big TV or a projection, or they can just have like doing Congress, a big board that has news headlines on it. And then Trump talks about things and says, well, we're not in a free country. I'm not allowed to tell you anything, but I have a guest here who's going to speak. And then they just read the headlines out about the criminal activity of Jack Smith, Letitia James, and the rest of them. And again, I've had Letitia James go and have grand juries opened on me 2 years ago trying to get me indicted. And my lawyers are like, don't talk about it. Don't get into it. We had to spend a ton of money jacking with all these criminal investigations and responding to FBI subpoenas. Not about January 6th, that too. Not about all that other garbage, but just other random stuff. So I've had the FBI trying to set me up with fake Russian agents. It's been fun. Of course, then I just went into another FBI branch and reported them all. Well, that's how you handle it. They don't like that too much, do they? So this has been a rocky road. But I appreciate all of you praying for us and spreading the word, because I'm not doing this to lose. I'm doing this to win. But Trump is the eternal optimist, and he is a good man overall. That's why they hate him. He's made some mistakes because he likes to be the savior. That's why he tried to get any and every treatment authorized immediately, whether it was safe or not. Turned out all the natural ones were safe that he pushed. The one he got set up with Pfizer and Moderna was not. Trump is not that big an expert on medical issues. He's very smart culturally. He knows he's got a lot of smarts I don't have, but man, when it comes to medical stuff. He just doesn't know. But I'm not being an apologist. It's just a fact that I've just basically observed. So we're going to get to some of these clips here in just a minute. But, man, it's just an incredible time to be alive. And these are the type of tweets and Instagram posts I see when I'm told in the street. We are screwed, says on Twitter. I live in New York City. Just about every person I meet or interact with is a Trump supporter. The only place I find people that hate Trump is on a social media. Social media isn't a real place. I have my doubts about the national feeling towards Trump. I think he's overwhelmingly loved. Yeah, but we're gaslit by the national media, who has waning power. They're a shadow of a shadow. But still, people are isolated, so we don't realize that. I mean, I would have to say 70% of the public now knows Trump is being persecuted for us and that he's a good person, that we're all being screwed. At least 70%. And that is just a gigantic majority. And the deep state is in a total panic mode. So there's always not the silver lining, but the poison lining. These are big clouds of freedom, the storm. But the poison lining is that the establishment, the Harvard royalty, the blue blood twits who believe they have a right to rule us and they really have it out for us in every way, they believe they own us and they are not going to give up. And they're turning the whole world against America. They're running the country in the ground at exceedingly dangerous speed. And it's insane. We'll be laying all that out today. We have several big guests as well. So I want to get to some of these Trump clips here in a moment, but we really need to be focusing on what is the deep state going to do? Well, they're going to stage massive false flags and blame it on Trump supporters. That's why they've already preconditioned that, oh, it's imminent. Trump supporters are going to take out the power grid with a cyber attack working with the Russians. Totally made up. No evidence. But that's who they're going to blame, both their main enemies, the American people and Russia. And then they're going to stage a bunch of other big events, mass shootings, bombings, you name it. I predicted 5 weeks ago massive attacks on Jews around the world, particularly Israel. You saw that happen. Because I could see the pre-programming here. They knew full well Hamas was getting ready to hit. And so that message was put out that, you know, get behind the globalist agenda because attacks on Israel are going to happen. I mean, they show their hand. And I don't mean the Jews or the Israelis. I'm saying the globalists in general show their hand when they do this. But notice what's happening. First, it was a rainstorm, so the Israelis didn't get in and really step into a trap. Into Gaza. But now, for some reason, they're still holding back. And that's for a lot of different reasons. But Netanyahu thought when they allowed that attack to happen on Israel, which is confirmed, we got huge evidence coming up, videos, you name it, and the majority of Israelis in major newspapers agree with that. So if you want to claim the anti-Semitism, you know, thing of I'm criticizing, I criticize our government in a clear standout on 9/11. I don't blame the American people. I blame the criminals that were in there. And then it doesn't mean I support expanding cancerous Islam. I don't hate Muslims individually, but their countries are not tolerant. They take over. They make you convert or they basically kill you. And they are having five, six babies on average. And they're everywhere saying they're going to conquer us. So I don't want Israel running America. I don't want the Muslims running America. I don't want China running America. I don't like any of this crap. And it's real simple. I like how we run America, and I think anybody who really thinks hard on that, whether you're Muslim or a Christian or a Jew or a Catholic or an agnostic or a Hindu or a Buddhist, that, come on, no. We should be very territorial about our country, or we don't have a country, and we've not been territorial, so we're losing all our basic freedoms and our sovereignty and being run in the ground. Let me do a program note here, just because I want to make this point. I love working with Steven Crowder and his great crew, and I was in the car last night, left about 8 o'clock, to drive up there and host his show for him today. He wanted me to host it for him while he was in court, family court stuff. And I felt really bad, and I said, you know, I don't have a fever, but Rob Dew was riding with me, and I said, he was driving, and I usually like to work in the car and do stuff, and I just said, I laid down, I felt nauseous, and I said, you better turn this thing around, and then we had to pull over the side of the road, and I just threw up everything in my stomach, and I don't think it's a bug, because and I rarely get food poisoning, but I left the lasagna out Sunday night, told my wife I'd clean up. She never even asked me to, but I like to do it so she can put my daughter to bed. And I left it out, and I figured, I don't leave out a lot of stuff, but I figured the next morning, oh, that's still good. And I threw it in the refrigerator and took more pieces of it and ate it at 2 o'clock yesterday when I got off here. And that's what it was. And so I am fully cleansed, both ends here. But I really thought I might have a bug, so I didn't go to Crowder's. And I called them last night and said, hey, I'm sick. I got a stomach bug. And then I pop on today, and I'm here. And then, you know, that'd be saying, well, that's weird. I'm still a little out of it, a little queasy. I may have to, right before we went on air, I was going to go live at the very start. I had to run off real quick there to some promos because well, anyways, I'm not going to get any graphic details, but the other end is flushing out right now. So if suddenly I say, hey, go to a promo, it's because wild horses couldn't drag me away. I love being on air and also missed 4 shows last week, so I apologize for that, but that's probably more time we need to spend on that than we've already spent too much time. So there's that going on. Okay. The moral of the story is, if it's questionable, throw it out. If it's questionable, throw it out. But my house is like, I was keeping it like 68 degrees right now. I love a cold house. It's basically like a refrigerator already. Yeah, but I'm definitely in the summer or something. I wouldn't leave food out over the night and eat it the next day. But whatever. Once bitten, twice shy. I haven't had food poisoning in probably 10 years, so that'll definitely teach you a lesson. Woo! A lot of fun. Okay, so let me go to break here, and I'm going to reset and refocus, and then we're going to come back and get into the military news, then the euthanasia news, the economy news, and more. And I'm going to really take the gloves off when we come back. So I'm going to just tell it like it is. And I was intended to take the gloves off today on Crowder's show, which is huge. I really resent the fact that I was a dumbass and ate spoiled lasagna. So we're going to go to break and come back, and we're going to plunge into all of this and tie it together. And I'm really just going to ask the globalist a question on air. I understand you're controlled by Satan. I understand it's a spiritual thing, but a lot of you are not completely turned over to the devil or the spirit of destruction, the spirit of failure and betrayal, and you just want to be part of the power structure. You are hated, and no amount of censorship and no amount of intelligence agencies and no amount of false flags are going to help you. Just like always before, they indict somebody, they resign. Only makes Trump go up. When you blow up the black churches and shoot up the black facilities and blow up the synagogues and blow up the federal buildings and turn the power off, we all know you did it, okay? So let's just get that straight. I mean, so just don't try it, you murdering trash. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part 2 out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number 1. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
My fellow patriots, the trifecta has not been in stock for years. Many of these products have been sold out for years, but we've not had all 3 of them at once together at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. This is your best opportunity at the lowest price to support the broadcast, but more importantly, experience DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. All three of these products are back in stock right now for a limited time at 40% off. It would take me an hour to tell you about what's in DNA Force Plus or Real Red Pill Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about these products, find out why they're so game-changing, and get yours today. DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all three back in stock. It's the trifecta sale, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on air.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones, very honored, very blessed, very humbled to be here. Just like gravity, you are what holds me in position against the enemy. Only your will to continue this operation. This operation belongs to you. It's yours. You built it. You summoned it. You released it. You empowered it. You are the InfoWar. Bring it all to me! This is some heavy stuff. And I'm going to get to it right now. And then I'm going to get into military news next segment. But put simply, and it's a complex issue, the globalists fear death. And they have a lot of anxiety about death. And then they try to make a friend of death. And they attempt to become death. So they have a two-pronged attack or pincer operation or a vice or jaws. Their main project is discovering life extension technologies and using the world population of plants, animals, humans, you name it, to discover the secrets of the universe and to develop godlike powers. And if you look at the technological prowess that humans have developed in the last 100 years, it completely dwarfs all of our developments in the previous 10,000. And the developments now that happen in a year dwarf what were developed in the previous decade, and that's what they call the singularity. But if you look at every actual derivation of that type of event, it leads to destruction and the Atlantean scenario long before you get to that point. Instead, we have a cascade of little singularities in the financial markets and things like that, in military weapons, in news and information. The globalists have a problem because we have such incredible technology that we basically already have unlimited energy, and they have a real oligarchical feudal lord mindset that they have a disdain and hate for the public, even though most of the real inventions and genius comes from the general mass. And at the same time, they want to live forever, and they want to play God, and they want to become this super sapien creature, and they've declared that the human era is over, and the rise of the cyborgs and the nanotech biological androids is here. So on one path, what I'll call their right-hand path, for their own selfishness and future and wanting to live forever, so they, quote, won't be judged by God, live forever in the third dimension, that's their main Manhattan Project squared to the 10th power, and then squared again. Massive energy, massive funding, much of their will focused on it. But then a large portion, 20% or so, is focused on killing everyone, killing 90% of us. Because if you want to be God, you've got to decide who lives and dies, and you want control over the masses so they can't compete with you, so they can't wrest control over your operation. So you're dumbing them down, you're poisoning them, you're dividing and conquering them, you're training them to be immoral and stupid and weak and easily managed. You're stunning them so they won't struggle when you deal the death blow. They're spiritually bathing you in the black waters of hell at the River Styx before you complete your journey with Charon. So that's it. I have become Death, the Destroyer of Worlds, Oppenheimer said after the atomic bomb successfully detonated, because they had the mathematical equations knowing they could make bombs tens of thousands of times stronger. They could have the big one, or the hydrogen bomb. And they could have antimatter weapons, and fission fusion, and artificial suns, strangelets, black holes, superconducting supercolliders on a mass scale, cyclotrons, and so much more. Well, you can't let other people have that, so you've got to have a world government to protect the Earth from these dangerous technologies while you yourself develop them and proliferate them. So it's an excuse to run and control everything. Oh, we got to have world government for world peace. You've heard that over and over again. 7277, State Department Memorandum 7277, 1962. That's the plan. Carnegie Endowment, CIA operation. It's all public. So to end war, you got to end the family. You got to end masculinity. You've got to end humans not being factory made. So you keep some humans around, but they're an artificiality because you're a god. You now control their genetic development, their genetic editing, their lifespan, who they'll be allowed to mate with, if so. But first, you've got to destroy the sperm count and poison the population and dumb them down so that the remnant that's left then can be resurrected after you've broken the pieces of the pot and ground them back together and added water again and then put it to the potter's wheel to make this new construction, creative destruction. So the path of discovering godlike technology and life extension, while denying the general public even to discuss these giant projects that are part of that larger project, weather control, geoengineering, nanotech, electromagnetic manipulations, poisoning of the food and water. And that's really what's happened. And no one can deny it. You can go read anything the globalists write. They actually admit it to you right there. Except they leave out the part that we're doing all this to get rid of you. No, they say we're doing this all to empower you, but there are too many of you. But give up. It's over. You're bad for the earth, and there's too many of you, and you're gross, and the future doesn't involve you. So you're non-essential. Crawl in a hole and die. You're a useless eater. These are all Hitler statements being regurgitated, but if it's a gay Jewish guy named Yuval Noah Harari or a weird ball-headed German supervillain named Klaus Schwab or little evil elf Bill Gates, then it's like, well, it's okay. You know, they're academics. They're non-threatening. I mean, look, Bill Gates wears pink sweaters. And I don't need to know. I don't need them to tell me. I know he's told by PR people, always be in a photo with an ice cream, wear a pink sweater. And now it's come out in the same Bankman-Fried hearings trial last week that they have all these witnesses where he would meet with them and say, dress dirty, act non-threatening, have different color socks. And that's what he was being advised by the CIA to do. That's all CIA operation. And so it's a camouflage. Now, that's what all this is when these are mass murdering killers sworn to kill you and your family and all of us with you. We'll be right back with my message to the globalists. Please stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com. You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical/supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund their operation.
I'm going to say something obvious right now, but it's usually the obvious things that we all miss, including myself. Everybody's getting very excited about the impeachment of Joe Biden. But remember, he is a total and complete puppet. It needs to be about the criminals that control him, the CIA, BlackRock, the multinational corporations. And you want to blame Obama. Yeah, he's above Biden, but he's still a puppet too. We need to make it about the power structure that's waging war against this country, that's deindustrializing us, attacking our culture, and creating race war. We need to make the impeachment all about the open borders and the human trafficking and the global government and the UN taking control of our medical system. That's what we need to do. That's what we've got to stand for. That's what is going to bring down the system. If we just make it about Biden, just about how horrible he is, now he's a pedophile, and now his son's a crackhead and gun charges, it becomes a distraction from the larger issues. We'll cover it all live at InfoWars.com/show.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
A term I coined more than 20 years ago is the Atlantean moment, whether Atlantis existed or not. It was the Greek tale of a city in the Atlantic Ocean, an island that had an incredible energy source that glowed white light and shot a pillar of light into the sky. It had flying machines and giant metal automatons, robots. There was an explosion destroying the island and the civilization. And then mankind fell back into a new dark age. Well, whether that happened before or not, it's very close to happening again. Here's the man who was credited with running the project to give us the A-bomb and beat the Nazis to getting the weapon in World War II. I have become Death, the Destroyer of Worlds, Oppenheimer.
He knew the world would not be the same. Few people laughed. Few people cried. Most people were silent. I remembered the line from the Hindu scripture, the Bhagavad Gita. Vishnu is trying to persuade the prince that he should do his duty. And to impress him, takes on his multi-armed form and says, "Now I am become Death, the Destroyer of Worlds." I suppose we all thought that one way or another.
So instead of trying to save humanity, the people in control have decided to get rid of 90% of us. That's the official UN number. And then you're surprised when they poison you with nanotech and poison shots and GMO and chemtrails and then treat us like five-year-olds. Oh, there's no geoengineering when there's giant public projects going on, spraying deadly toxins on us, radioactive isotopes, building up the soil everywhere off the charts, neurological disorders off the charts, 83-84% miscarriages in the first and second trimester, New England Medical Journal and women that take the shot. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. And then everywhere in the Netherlands and the UK and Canada and blue states, the death industry, killing babies up to the 9 months and saying, oh, we've got children that are wards of the state. If they're depressed, we decide to kill them because we're their wards. They gave consent to it. Well, you can offer a five-year-old $100,000 in cash. It's been done on a table
or two Oreo cookies that cost 10 cents. They'll choose the Oreo cookies. So they convince them to be killed, and it's going on in Canada right now, and it's got IMF, World Bank, WEF pushing it. And then I've got all these clips of the head of the EU and Schwab, new ones, got right here in the stack going, we've got to just cut off the resources or the earth's going to overheat. We're all going to die. No, they're killing us. They're creating the collapse and then saying it's our fault. They're creating the viruses and saying it's global warming out of the jungles. Why? Hemorrhagic fever, Marburg. It's coming. It's going to kill you. Oh, the Chinese ate bats. That's why it happened. No, you made it. You released it. You did it. That was just a test. Will we sit in our houses when they release the really deadly viruses and really kill our asses? And, of course, they'll have the cure, the antidote for themselves. This has already begun. The surveillance, the censorship, the insanity. And I don't care if you're a general or a lieutenant general. I don't care if you are a state representative. I don't care if you're an FBI agent. I don't care if you're a professor or a big fancy banker or a rock star. You are not insulated from this, and you're going to be destroyed in what these Satanists are conjuring, what they are summoning. They are bringers of death. And I remember reading what the old-timers said when I was doing research 30 years ago. Deep research, reading books every week on the subject by the top people resisting the New World Order, and it turned out they were 100% accurate. The John Birch Society and all those people, their films, their magazines, but not just them. All those were the people that did the research and were holding this thing back. And they said by 2020, they'd go into operational. And by 2030, we would be in the middle of complete collapse. Well, they're doing a really good job, aren't they? This is going to happen. Like if you're at the Grand Canyon and you got your GPS and you drive in the front gate, and only about 2 miles down is the Grand Canyon, and if you slam on the accelerator on your truck and you follow that road to where it dead ends at the Grand Canyon, you're going to go off the edge of the thing. And we're now 100 yards from the edge of the Grand Canyon, and we're doing 60 miles an hour. If we don't slam the brakes on right now, we're dead. And so let's just be clear about that. And everybody intellectually can know that's true. You can research it, know it's true. But don't you in your gut feel the danger and see it just expanding these cauldrons of destruction, vomiting forth, erupting across our planet? There is an evil force manipulating us to destroy ourselves. And I am so frustrated of how easy it is to stop this. If we just find God again and repent and then stand up and say no to everything the mainstream media pushes, everything Hollywood pushes, do the opposite. It's that simple. So look at some of these headlines. It's getting too expensive to have fun. All these big New York Times, Wall Street Journal articles everywhere. Well, that's the plan. In the West, it's getting too expensive to have fun. Go to a concert, a baseball game. Well, that's because that was just there to divert you until they got the system in place. Now they're going to take it all away unless you properly submit and take all your shots and basically agree to slow euthanasia. Here's another one. George Orwell was sadistic, misogynistic, homophobic, and sometimes violent. The London Telegraph, now they're calling to ban his books. Oh, of course. Video out of New York where they're going to old grocery stores, been there 50, 60 years, and saying, well, we got new regulations. You can't sell fruit on the sidewalk on your own property and taking their food. Here's video of the European Union bank head, Christine Lagarde, saying we've got to cut off everybody's resources. Another really important report I'll get to later after our guest joins us, Alex Newman of the New American, does an excellent little 4.5 minute breakdown of their plans, and he goes back decades ago where they said they'd cut off the food, and now they're doing it. Another clip's resurfaced of a Glenn Beck documentary that came out 10 years ago for the children, where it's old people announcing on TV they're happy to commit suicide for everybody's greater good. Well, now they're actually doing that. unexplained sevenfold variation in euthanasia rates across the Netherlands. Massive explosion in suicide around the world. Senior citizens struggle with suicide as loneliness and isolation sets in that the system is artificially imposing. Netherlands euthanizing autistic and intellectually handicapped people, research finds. The WEF, Live and Let Die, big forums on how great it is to push euthanasia worldwide. Netherlands, again, is the capital of this. Canada is the new twin capital. Netherlands to broaden euthanasia rules to cover children of all ages, and the state will order them killed. Some Dutch people seeking euthanasia cite autism or intellectual disabilities, researchers say. So they poison you, and then they tell you just kill yourself. Canadian preparations for expanded assisted death spark debate. And then you've got all the fact checkers running around saying, well, the state's not pushing it. Yes, they are. And they're cutting off the resources and saying, but bring in more foreigners and, you know, give them thousands of pounds a month of free money and free housing in the UK. Give them $9,000 a month in Chicago to the illegal aliens. But there's no money for the old lady. And when we don't take care of them and we believe that you kill an old lady and you can hire 10 teachers, think of that idea. That's not how the system works. We build economies by taking care of the old people. Gives people jobs. It's all fiat currency to begin with. As long as you have industrial and food production, then the money just flows around to build a society off of what we want to build by how we spend our money. But the globalists don't want that. They want ESG, social credit score, where they decide how you spend the money to build the system they want. It's very simple. And we're here. And they want a system of dwindling resources and euthanasia and war and death and poison shots to kill your ass. And they've begun the process now in overdrive. We'll start the next hour. We have a special guest joining us. We'll tell you about him when we get to him. And so much more. Just remember, the sale is going to have to end on tomorrow. So it'll be over Thursday. And that is up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like Brain Force Plus, the Great Nootropic. DNA Force Plus is discounted. Real Red Pill Plus right now. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Hello.
Trump says he's ready to go to jail. He's surging at every level after they put more gags on him in the kangaroo court in D.C. Here it is.
They think the only way they can catch me is to stop me from speaking. They want to take away my voice. And a judge gave a gag order today. Did you hear that on speech? Which I believe is totally unconstitutional, what she did. A judge gave a gag order. A judge doesn't like me too much. Her whole life is not liking me. But she gave a gag order. You know what a gag order is? You can't speak badly about your opponent. But this is weaponry all being done because Joe Biden is losing the election and losing very, very badly to all of us in the polls. He's losing badly. But what they don't understand is that I am willing to go to jail if that's what it takes for our country to win and become a democracy again. Today, a judge put on a gag order. I'll be the only politician in history that runs with a gag order where I'm not allowed to criticize people. Can you imagine this? Do you believe this? I'm not allowed to criticize people. So we'll see. We'll appeal it, and we'll see. But it's so unconstitutional. The good thing is we have so much support. It's incredible. So, and it just makes it even more so. Look, I'm the only guy that ever got indicted. I got indicted more than Alphonse Capone. Did anyone ever hear of Al Capone? If you looked at him the wrong way, he was seriously tough, right? Scarface. You know, they call him Scarface. Had a little scar in there. I'm sure it was a minor accident. But he was Scarface. But Al Capone, if you looked at him in the wrong way, if he didn't like you, you looked at him a little bit askance, he blew your brains out. He was only indicted one time. I've been indicted four times. And in addition, I have these civil trials that are all coming out of the Justice Department. They've weaponized the Justice Department and the FBI. They've weaponized. Think of it, the Justice Department. This is like a banana republic. But we're going to be okay. The good news is I'm the only one that's ever been indicted where the numbers went through the roof. Because the people understand it. No, it's true. He challenged the election. The election was crooked. They're saying you never challenge an election. You're supposed to believe these people, right? How about the 51 intelligence agents that lied? Turned out they lied. How about the FBI Twitter files? All that stuff. All of the votes. If you look at 2,000 mules, if you look at that, those are tapes of people stuffing ballot boxes. Those aren't people saying. Those are tapes. People don't want to hear it. But no, they put a gag order on me. And I'm not supposed to be talking about things that bad people do. And so we'll be appealing very quickly. But, you know, people understand it. And normally if you get indicted, if you're a politician, I've watched it for years, they get indicted and they walk to a microphone about 4 minutes later. But ladies and gentlemen, I will be leaving office to fight for my reputation and spend time with my family. I love my family so much. You know, that they're out. They're gone. With me, I have a big platform so I can explain things.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening defeating the globalists and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us a number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now. Second hour of this live Tuesday, October 17th, 2023 broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I'm very, very blessed and honored to still be on air, only because of your prayers and your support and your spreading the word. So thank you from the bottom of my big red pumping heart for everything you've done. I salute you and thank you, InfoWarStore.com. Please don't forget, before we go to our next incredibly informative, smart guest on a host of topics, that we're listener supported. So when you get a copy of my new book that starts shipping in 3 days, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Relaunch the Second Great Renaissance. The exact headline is launch. Show it to you. The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. It's got a great foreword by Stephen K. Bannon. It's 200 pages longer than the last book, and it's just incredible. This will blow people away. 60% of it's the globalists and their latest criminal activities and how to stop them. 40% is solutions, InfoWarStore.com, either signed or unsigned. The signed copy is a fundraiser. I thank you all for doing that to keep us on air. And we have the sale I've extended in the last week of up to 60% off at InfoWarStore.com. And the Patriot Points, the auto shipping, all that right now is such a huge discount. Biggest sale in over a year. We didn't have sales this good, quite frankly, at Christmas last year, and that's usually our best sales. You can get BrainForce Plus, the over-the-top, clean, nootropic, with lots of energy without the letdown. 60% off DNA Force Plus, massively discounted. Real Red Pill Plus, massively discounted. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, about to sell out. It's 25% off. InfoWarStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right. I wanted to get Viva Fry on. I've been following his work about 4 or 5 years, and he is extremely popular. Gets millions of views a week with his show. He co-hosts a show with the great Robert Barnes as well, and I've been trying to get him on for a while, so he's got some time for us today, the balance of the hour. VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com, and he joins us right now, one of the most important Twitter sites to follow as well, the Viva Fry. And that's F-R-E-I. So he's with us to get into the persecution of Trump and what that's triggered and his predictions of what's coming next. He's made some really stunningly accurate forecast. And then I want to get into the war around the world and the big picture of that and so much more. So, Viva, it's great to have you with us here today. Obviously you're a lawyer, you follow this, you've got deeper knowledge than we do on these topics, but Trump comes out and says, hey, it's illegal. Jack Smith's trying to make his prosecution team secret. Wow. And then he's also saying this new gag order out of D.C. saying you can't say it's illegal that Jack Smith is hiring Democrat Party operatives and big campaign donors. Well, I mean, that is absolutely unethical. Many people think it's illegal. But the fact that a president who's the front runner in a reelection, this is open election meddling, in my view. This is everything they've charged him for. They're just proving it out. Or am I wrong?
I don't disagree with you. Just preface it. I'm a Quebec trained attorney, so I'm learning as I go along here, but I have a half a functioning brain in my head, and it's patently obvious. The judge, Chutkan, in the D.C. case, issued a gag order yesterday. I don't think we've seen the written version of the gag order just yet. And this judge is parlaying off the judge in the New York case who issues a verbal warning. Consider this a gag order. You can't attack any members of my staff, my chief clerk. And people have to understand this. Like, it's following a pattern. The indictment that came out of New York for the tax issues of the hush money payment. And everyone said, well, that's where this ends. He's finally got the indictment. And I'm like, at the time, no, this is just going to serve as the new stepping stone for all other jurisdictions out there that want to issue their wild indictments. Now they've got the precedent and they can go out with their own and they get progressively more and more absurd until it culminates in the Georgia indictment, which if anyone's read it, was alleging lawful activity as part of an unlawful conspiracy. The Judge Engoron, Arthur Engoron out of New York in the fraud case, the one that Letitia James has been pleading on Twitter on a daily basis, last week or the week before, 2 weeks ago, issues a gag order saying that you can't criticize or attack or name any members of his staff. Judge Engoron obviously doesn't want the spotlight on him because 8 years ago he's giving an interview to some journalists at some university and he's talking about all the tools he has in under his belt as a judge, you know, to bypass jury verdicts if he doesn't like them, the tools to get to judgments that he likes, you know, based on his own bias if he wants to get there. And it turns out he has a clerk who's chummy with Chuck Schumer. And of course they don't want the public knowing this. And so what do? They issue an idiotic gag order. However, that verbal gag order gets, you know, translated. And that set the precedent for Judge Chutkan in DC, who yesterday came up with her own unconstitutional is an understatement. It's an idiotic, prior restraint gag order saying that Trump can't, you know, disparage, attack, criticize members of, he can't call Jack Smith a thug. What kind of criminal defendant, the judge says, could call the prosecutor a thug and stay out of jail? My sarcastic response was every single one of them. And that this is patently obvious on its face. What?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, at sentencing hearings, convicted criminals get up and say, I hate you, judge, you're a criminal. People have that free speech. From what I've seen in U.S. law, and I've consulted a lot of lawyers that are heavily involved in this, they say this is completely unethical and illegal what they're doing. All these gag orders, and they're very clearly, transparently political. Now, if Trump was saying, okay, this jury's woman's name is Sally, you know, Jane Doe, and go to her house, which Democrats have been doing at Supreme Court justices' houses, that would be illegal. That's jury tampering. But to say, hey, this is all Soros, DAs, and judges, and it's political, and they all promise to destroy me, and the judge says if he's emotional, he just overrides juries. I mean, the number one rule I know in jurisprudence in the West is impartiality. Don't bring your emotions into it. He tells a group of law students, I do what I want. I act on emotion. I mean, that's like 180 degrees against the bedrock, correct?
1,000%. If, you know, he says, I have my own biases and I have some tools under my belt. But bear in mind, the idea that you can't intimidate or tamper with jury members, that's already illegal. It doesn't need to be the object of a separate gag order. You know, Barnes is 1,000% correct on this. This is like prior restraint on speech in the absence of any actual threat, in the absence of any actual legitimate object. You know, in the New York case, there's no jury to intimidate in the first place. So it's patently obvious what they're doing right now, and they're doing it for reasons which become clear after the fact. Remember when Roger Stone had his trial, and then after the names of the jury members become publicly known, we find out that the jury foreperson lied apparently, allegedly on her application, her form, had social media posts critical of Stone and others on the jury, and this judge basically wants to gag in advance Trump's ability to fight this in the court of public opinion. I made a joke. They're trying to Alex Jones Trump by imposing these gag orders so that if and when he violates them, they'll just strip him of his right to a defense. They'll not just send him to jail. They'll just issue a default verdict, and then the only trial is going to be how many years he goes to jail for.
And we saw them change the law in New York with the Sybil case that's ongoing that Letitia James is running. And she's making daily attack videos, but then trying to, you know, gag him there as well, trying to silence him, admonishing him. And when you pull back from that, he got loans. The banks approved them. He paid the loans back. It's past the statute of limitations, but they don't care. They still just go forward with it. And then if he criticizes it, they want to silence him. This is so dangerous. People are getting now what Trump always said. They're not coming after me. They're trying to get through me to get to you because I'm standing in the way. That is totally true. When I got defaulted in Connecticut and when I got defaulted in Texas, they spent 4 years getting everything, threatening default. So we gave them stuff, the kitchen sink, and incredible. And then just said, you're defaulted and you are now guilty. And they told the jury how guilty I was. And then they run these headlines. Jones refuses to pay the $1.5 million. I don't have $1 million personally. My company has a few million to run the operation. We're running on empty. But it's this sophomoric, not even sophomoric, it's like this bizarro world. Headlines, New York Times every week, everywhere. Jones refuses to pay. And they don't even discuss the fact that I have it on appeal. That is the law and my right before I pay them. It has to go all the way to the Supreme Court and be rejected or taken by them. And we're going forward. So they're creating this also giant fraud on the public in newspapers everywhere in unison with a PR firm running the coordination that brags about it to put out the falsity. And so people said, oh, you're a victim. Oh, we're so sorry for you. And I said, listen, don't feel sorry for me. Just keep me on air. Keep me in the fight. They're coming after everybody. And now they just basically defaulted Giuliani. They asked for all this discovery. He said, I don't have the stuff you say I have. So she said, okay. The judge said, you're guilty now. Now we're going to a jury trial. Same thing in the Tucker Carlson case. They didn't call it the January 6th case where they sued a News Corp. And I know I'm ranting here, but I want your take on this. They paid him $700 and something million because the judge said, I find you defame them. I find you lie. Another form of default. Now the jury will decide the damages. So they fully weaponized this, and there's got to be a process by the Supreme Court to stop this or Congress to pass laws, because what would you call the American judiciary? I mean, it's beyond weaponized, Mr. Fry.
I wouldn't call it, I would think it's corrupt. I mean, it's been weaponized to the point of corruption. I don't think anybody can deny that now. But the thing is, I don't think people truly appreciate it. Going back to you, and you know, when you were first deplatformed, and everyone's like, okay, well, you know, we think we don't like Alex Jones, so we don't care. That's where it stops. And then they deplatformed the sitting president of the United States of America while he's still president. And then people are like, okay, well, I might justify this, but now I can see how far it's gone. People think that you got a trial in the Sandy Hook case in Connecticut and Texas, and I follow that thoroughly. People don't understand that you were default verdict. I was going to, conjugate that. You had a default verdict where the trial that people think that they saw was only on the damages because the judge said, you're guilty by default. We don't even have to have a trial on that. And people who think that they don't like you because of what they read in the news say, all right, well, too bad for Alex Jones. And now they don't understand. They're doing it to Trump in real time. The idea of these gag orders, it's not to jail Trump. If they jailed Trump, he would get even more popular as each indictment has shown progressively. They want to use this. Judge Chutkan said there will be sanctions. Those sanctions are going to be in the form of defaulting Trump out of a defense where they're just going to basically say you are now de facto guilty because of your default. And let's just have a trial that people are going to think was a trial on the merits of your guilt. The system has been weaponized beyond anything. I don't know what it's going to take for the people who are sort of, you know, running around with their eyes closed to open them up or have their head in the sand. I don't know what it's going to take for them to wake up, but I think many people now appreciate the prosecutorial system has been weaponized, the judicial system is weaponized, and the political system, well, that has been weaponized for a while. But they're trying to Alex Jones, Donald Trump, and people need to understand that.
Keep laying that out because you've been, I watch your show at least once or twice a week. You've been saying this now before the indictments even happened that watch, they're going to Alex Jones, Trump. I've seen your tweets. And now you've been proven right because they're threatening him with default. So it's very clear, like you said, they're laying the predicate for this fraud when in default cases, and I've looked it up in Canada, the U.S., England, where the basis of our law comes from, you've got to run off and not participate at all. And or be caught putting forward fraudulent stuff over and over again, then you get what they call the death penalty sanction. That's what it's called in Texas. And still they've got to have a real trial. They didn't even give me a real trial in Texas or Connecticut. They barred us from dozens over 20 topics. It was all coordinated. And it got worse. Then the judge in the Texas case, that's why it's going to be overturned for sure, probably at the federal court, and that's ongoing. A month after the jury verdict on how much I owed, when she ordered them, he's guilty, he's a liar, he's a fraud, I found him guilty. She actually said this man is a liar when she's the one openly lying. She went and did another judgment saying the jury would have ruled for this to get them even more money. And when the federal judge saw that, my lawyers in the court, he never shows emotion. He said, excuse me, I want those documents right now. This is unprecedented. Can you speak to that?
Well, now I just anticipate that like Barnes turned up as an exhibit during that trial in Texas, the trial. I imagine this clip might be in there as well. It was the default. What they are trying to do, in your case, yes, it's the death sentence even by Quebec standards. Look, I've never seen a case where the defendant was not just foreclosed from defending, but whereby the plaintiff didn't have to prove their case. People have to understand this as well. You could have an absentee defendant. The plaintiff still has to come in and prove their case, in fact and in law. And in your case, in the Sandy Hook, there were a number of legal issues, not the least of which was statute of limitations. And it's not because there's even no defendant that the plaintiff doesn't have to prove their case. In the normal run of things, even if a defendant absconds, doesn't respond, doesn't appear, plaintiff still has to prove their case, which they didn't do in your case. They just presumed the guilt by verdict, a default verdict, and then ran with that. Analogizing this now to how they're going to Alex Jones, Donald Trump. In the New York fraud case where Letitia James is taking to Twitter daily with her updates, they're like, it's the most Orwellian thing you can imagine. These 1 to 2 minute videos where she's in an empty room looking off into the distance, talking about the evidence that they adduced in court that day. Was it 2.5 weeks ago now, 3 weeks ago? Judge Arthur Engoron issued a summary judgment on, which means that there's no disputed question of fact. That the judge can say, okay, look, I can issue a judgment on this on summary motion. Trump's guilt, Trump's fraud on at least one aspect of that case, where he then went on to say the municipal evaluation or the county evaluation of the Mar-a-Lago property, $18 to $27 million, when it's probably closer to $1 billion, but set that aside.
And then we saw the headlines, Trump found guilty by judge. Hundreds of them. The Hill, absolutely. The New York Times, Trump. And since when are we getting used to judge finds Trump guilty of fraud and move to take all his New York property and an appeals court, thank God, blocked it. But the appeals court should be admonishing this crazy judge.
Remember what that judge said? For anyone who hasn't seen the video clip, it's out there on Twitter. I mean, I put it out there a couple times. He said, I have tools to get around verdicts. It's called the judgment notwithstanding a verdict, JNOV. I have tools, including summary judgment. I just declare him guilty of fraud. And then the headlines run. Letitia James comes out and says, we've proven fraud already on summary judgment, summary motion. And then they move to liquidate assets as though he doesn't,
And then she moves to bar him from criticizing their fraud because it can't stand the smell test or sunlight.
It's nuts. Kafkaesque, Orwellian. I'm creating a new term, Vonnegutian. It's like a Vonnegut novel as well. It's nuts. And they're weaponizing the judicial process and then criminalizing public critique of the weaponization. Can you imagine this? It's only after the fact that we discover in Roger Stone's case, the jury foreperson had clear bias and might have actually lied on the jury questionnaire. Now they want to prevent Trump, who's got the biggest bullhorn, from drawing attention to the outright corruption and partisan hackery going on with Judge Engoron and his clerks. And now they want to shut him up from criticizing Jack Smith in the D.C. court. I mean, they want a default judgment and then gag and then issue whatever ridiculous sanctions they want. And in pursuit of what? They want to reign over the ashes of the society that they burned to the ground. And I don't know what it takes for people to say, holy crap, as much as I think I hate Donald Trump, this is a bridge too far, because once they're done with Trump and once they can manufacture fraud out of whole cloth, they will come after each and every person who is politically disaligned or who they just don't like for personal grievances. It's thorough corruption to the core.
Well, I like you even more now. I didn't know you were a Kurt Vonnegut fan. You know, I talked to him quite a bit on the phone. He sent me art. I'm not bragging. It's just Kurt Vonnegut. My mother, the biggest Kurt Vonnegut fan ever. So when I was a teenager, I started reading his books. It was a little above my understanding them, but I reread them later. What a smart guy. And you're right. This is like a grand falloon. This is just absurdity stacked on absurdity. And so you're a humble person, but Canadian law is similar. And I've heard Barnes on this and I've talked to other lawyers on it, but what is the process when you have a weaponized judiciary running around foaming at the mouth? I mean, is it only the Supreme Court? And then I would add, where is Trump? I guess he has to file at appellate courts first and wait while that winds through. And then we've got the whole, that's a whole other subject, the timing of all of this going into the heat of the election.
Well, okay, the appeals process, I mean, they got to work it through. Trump has said he's appealing the gag order coming out of D.C. And look, I'm humble. I might not look like a practicing attorney because I'm no longer practicing, but I've sworn in 2007. I had a good, over decade of active litigation. And we actually had a file, which was a cross-border file, where a defendant in the United States was defaulted out of a verdict. Couldn't even say a word in the courtroom. And then they try to take that judgment cross-border and enforce it in Canada, have it homologated and, you know, use it to seize assets in Canada. And we're like, even back then, like, this is insanity. There was no politics involved. It was just a judge who didn't like a defendant. But there are rules of basic justice that you can't do this. And so where does it go? Trump's got to appeal it. And you've got to have a court system that is, on the one hand, not politically weaponized, that values what, you know, what was the respect of the institution itself, and has the courage to say, okay, we're going to put our foot down, as unpopular as it's going to be. But bear in mind, Alex, I mean, we're living in a world now where, just by virtue of representing Donald Trump, or yourself for that matter, lawyers face disbarment, sanctions, harassment, threats, and all of it. And so our judges...
Don't forget indictment. They've indicted a bunch of Trump lawyers.
I mean, that's just the next level of it. Jenna Ellis. Now, hold on. I don't want to forget all the rest because that wouldn't be fair.
There's a bunch of them.
A lot of them. There's a bunch. There's 18, 19. Indicting the lawyers for providing legal advice that they happen to disagree with. So what kind of judge is going to want to come in and say, okay, I'm gonna deal with the mob. I want them doxing me. I want them showing up on my front lawn protesting. I want even crazier.
Well, that's it. The Republicans are afraid of the Democrats. And so that's why the tail's wagging the dog here. I mean, we live under a terror.
It is. Well, you saw what happened to Brett Kavanaugh and somebody who just wants to talk in the middle of the night with a bunch of weaponry. And then, you know, it's when Trump tweets out criticism of justices, it's interference with the judicial process. When people are protesting on the front lawns of Supreme Court justices while they're adjudicating on cases, well, that's just democracy. I mean, it's at this point, it's not hypocrisy. It's not hierarchy. It is lawlessness. Like, people always say it's not hypocrisy, it's hierarchy. It's beyond that. It's lawlessness. It's that these rules are going to apply to you. If you're a January 6er and you protest, you're going to jail for a decade plus. If you're an pro-lifer and you're protesting, well, you get a medal. If you're protesting Trump's inauguration, you get the charges dropped, and in some cases, you get paid off by the Department of Justice. Whereas if you do it for January 6th, or you're a pro-Trumper, you're going to jail, your life is ruined, sanctions, bar complaints, and all of it. So what kind of judge is going to step in and put their foot down? Hopefully the Court of Appeal, but it's going to have to be the Supreme Court at some point, sooner than later, that does not duck and dodge like they did in 2020, but listens and sets the precedent that if you lose the judicial process and you lose respect in the system, you've lost America to some extent.
I got to talk to some more constitutional lawyers and Supreme Court experts, but I've read, and again, I'm just shooting the moon here, but there's ways the Supreme Court can bypass when they see something happening, and they can send a letter, and then they can call for briefs, and they can bypass the appellate courts if something's an emergency. And I mean, I know that's in the law. We need to nail down the specifics of that. Aviva, stay right there. We'll be right back with you. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
When I tell you we have the ultimate bone broth, hands down, this is the most concentrated, high-quality bone broth there is. Concentrated chicken broth, patented, amazing. Then a huge dose of chaga mushroom, a massive dose of bee pollen, a gigantic dose of highest quality turmeric, and then it just gets crazier from there. It's about to sell out. We haven't had it in stock for years. This first new run is about to sell out. Get it discounted right now. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. And once you get addicted to it, once you get blown away by it, once you feel your joints and your energy, your stamina accelerate, then become a regular customer for bone broth, InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, spread the word about InfoWars, about the live show, and about all the other great products, because these are great products. They power your life, plus they fund our operation. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. We're selling out Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off, about to sell out.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
He probably doesn't need any introduction because his stuff is everywhere. Viral, Viva Fry. Just search that, V-I-V-A-F-R-E-I. You can find his podcasts, his TV shows, his writings, his work on Twitter at The Viva Fry, one word. And vivabarneslaw.locals.com with the great Robert Barnes, one of my favorite people. He's another guy like Steve Bannon that just has such wide spectrum, not just legal knowledge, but historical knowledge. Because I'm a news hound, and I have a lot of historical knowledge, and I'm just always blown away by how much Barnes knows, because in many cases, he knows more than I do. And Viva Fry's a smart guy as well. But there was this weird thing in Connecticut and in Texas. And we now know, because they bragged about it, one of the biggest PR firms in the country that does the PR for the UN bragged after they got those verdicts, after the judge had found me guilty and the juries found me how guilty. You're guilty until proven how guilty. Not guilty until proven innocent. You're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. It's not guilty until proven innocent. It's now guilty until proven how guilty. And they would just have financial experts that never saw our books. Jones has $400 million, so the jury would believe I had money. And the judge would say, you can't even testify in both states to that. And then she gave us in Connecticut 20 things we couldn't say, or I'd be put in jail for 6 months. And the national media would turn the feeds off. She'd nod, she'd look, all coordinated, PR firm. And then any media that said anything halfway nice, PR firm would be all over them, calling their businesses, calling their editors. And this was a military operation. And then she would say, you're not to say you're innocent. You're not to say this. The judge detective said, he is a liar. This man is a fraud. Mr. Jones, you just can't say things that aren't true when I was saying things that were true. And it's been totally different in federal court. And I'm not thinking that's going to be a cakewalk either, just the way things are in this country. But we opened up everything, and, of course, none of what they said was true. All the federal filings are there. It's all been looked at by third-party groups. The judge put on the case to dig through everything, including my house. Huge asset searches. None of it was true. None of it was true. It was all lies. And people are like, well, that's terrible what they did to you. No, no. They didn't put all this energy and time to coordinating the judges and the PR firms and the media. And, of course, if a judge is even talking to the other side behind the scenes, that, you know, the whole trial's thrown out, either criminal or civil. They don't care. They don't care. It's come out the Justice Department's coordinating the civil and criminal state operations against Trump. So they've gone to war, folks, against America, against due process, against everything. And it's not working. It's backfiring on them at every level. There was a big story I covered at the start. Trump is surging. He's 70% in the Republican field, 20 points conservatively ahead of Biden. It's extremely transparent. So just as a Canadian and as a man, looking at this historically, like we're 50 years in the future in hindsight, where do you think this is going, and how would you describe this time? Because it was almost comical, even though I was being put through it, because it was so surreal. They were so bad. They were lying so much, and it was so coordinated. I really kind of felt sorry for them because I knew I'm a good person, didn't do anything they said I did, and these were these villains all coordinating with this sense of superiority and supremacy and exhilaration of a mob of, quote, professionals organizing to crucify me when really they were crucifying themselves. And now with Trump, every new indictment, he gains 5 points, 10 points more. He'll be at 80% soon. I mean, I get nothing but love now. I see a lot of hate. So the worm has turned, and they're just going to double down. And I see this as the unstoppable force collides with the immovable object.
Well, let me remind, I'll refresh your memory. I don't think you need to be reminded. They didn't just say that you couldn't even say that you were innocent. This is the judge in Texas. I forget her name now. They said you were prevented from even advising the court that you had already apologized to everybody involved in that multiple times.
Before they sued me.
Yeah.
No, they were saying that she let the lady in Texas for 5 minutes attack me while I sat there and couldn't respond, saying, why won't you answer? Why won't you answer? You can't answer. Keep going. Saying that I attacked them that day and said their son didn't die when I said the opposite.
Alex,
I'm sorry to interrupt. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It was a setup to get you in a position where you would say something that the judge had told you you could not say, which was, I just took notes, proclaim your innocence as though you're not allowed doing that even after found guilty, and tell everybody that you had apologized repeatedly before the lawsuit, not allowed to say that. But where do I see this going? It depends on which side wins. I like to pretend that in a decade, in 2 decades, when I'm an old man, we'll look back and say, yeah, remember that time when the world went bat poop crazy over COVID and we were, you know, ratting on our neighbors and we were talking about discriminating against people based on their medical status. Oh yeah, we got a little panicked back then. But, you know, the victors write the history, so it depends on who the victors are going to be and what's going to be written. But, you know, it's turning and they come up with these indictments and more people support Trump and more people who would never have otherwise supported him come out in support of him. I can think of, you know, Joe Rogan is sort of, he's got to walk a line, but people who are now critical of the Biden administration who would never have been critical before. Yeah, the tide is turning to some extent, but my goodness, at some point you do so much damage. I don't know how many generations it takes to right the wrong, to remedy the damage. We'll see. But how do I see it being written? Holy crap. We thought it was bad back in the 50s, 60s, 70s. We thought Operation Mockingbird was bad. Well, we got to a point where the media did it and they didn't even have to be infiltrated because they were doing it with the righteousness of their own, you know, sense of virtue when having done it. But we'll see. This next election, I know they say this every time. Every election is the most important election. But if they get away with it now, you no longer have a country, you no longer have a democracy, and you no longer have a functional judicial system.
You're absolutely right. And as what's crazy about modern liberals is I was never a Republican or a Democrat until Trump came along. I like more Republican ideas, but I didn't like the blue blood, country club, pro-war, neocons. So I liked a lot of what liberals stood for, free speech and, you know, for clean food and medical freedom. It was always liberals that knew vaccines had a lot of danger. Statistically, they were the ones not, you know, giving their kids shots. And now a modern liberal loves war. Sean Penn says we can have a nuclear war. Why don't we just nuke Russia? And they're just establishment sycophants now, foaming at the mouth of whatever big tech and mainstream media tells them. I don't even like political labels. It's like a brainwashed lunatic cult, an exterminist, nihilistic World War III cult. How would you describe the corporate handmaiden left today? I mean, just I don't have words to describe what they've become.
Well, I got to give credit where credit's due. This was Mark Grobert. He's with Eric Hunley on America's Untold Stories. He planted the idea in my head. This is like modern day MKUltra. And if anybody doesn't know what MKUltra is, I mean, everybody watching you is going to know. This is a modern day mass brainwashing scheme. And it sounds crazy to say, but nothing else can explain it. Nothing else can explain what was done to the general population in 2015, 2016. You had media, politicians, security, everybody whipping the public into a frenzy that if Trump gets elected, it's going to be the end of the world. World War III, he's going to be an authoritarian, you know, an authoritarian that gets yeeted from social media platforms. They whipped up the public into such a frenzy that they cannot get out of the fact that they were duped into believing that rubbish in the first place. Fast forward 7 years later, we're on the verge of World War III. The world has gone to absolute hell under Biden. And they're so, some of them are still so stuck in this that they can't even get out of it. They have to find a way to blame Trump. I describe it as a mass brainwash. Call it mass formation psychosis, an MKUltra type brainwashing. That's how I see it. Because that's the only thing that makes sense. And you've gotten liberals who were free food, anti-big government, anti-big business, anti-war, and they are now literally the ones posting pics of them 7-8 times jabbed, wear your face mask, censor your adversaries, I love Big Brother, and they've gotten the left whipped up now to the point where they're actually defending big banks in the Donald Trump indictment. Because remember, Letitia James, this whole fraud rubbish coming out of New York, the idea is that Trump overvalued his assets to get favorable loans, more favorable loans on loans from banks. The Deutsche Bank, you know, the one that had the Epstein sex trafficking connection. Let's set that aside for a second. Letitia James is saying he never would have gotten such beneficial terms from the bank had he not overstated the value of his assets. Now you got liberals saying, well, the banks didn't make enough money on the interest. They would have charged him 4.5%, not 4% if he had evaluated his assets properly. They've gotten liberals to flip, reverse, ignore, desecrate. I was going to say defecate. I don't want to be crass.
No, that's right. They've basically gotten liberals to inverse their previous identity.
Well, absolutely. And now I'm wondering if in 20 years' time, are they going to rewrite history and say, oh, those weren't liberals. Those were conservatives, because that's when the parties flipped. They've gotten liberals to desecrate their most core principles in pursuit of the 2 minutes of hatred that they have been brainwashed into believing they need to keep going. And like Mark Twain says, it's easier to fool people than it is to convince them they've been fooled. A lot of people, I think, are starting to realize the degree to which they have been fooled into taking these jabs, and, you know, present company included. But my goodness, it's still a question of ego. They have to admit that they were ignorant enough, naive enough to have been fooled in the first place. And that takes a little bit of suppressing of the ego and humility to say, yep, they got me then. They got me multiple times, but they're not going to get me again in the future.
My dad always told me, and he's still alive, great guy, he just always said, you got to be humble. When you're prideful, when you're, and that's natural when you're young and when you're really strong, and it works great for picking up a lot of women. But at the end of the day, you're not even really alive. Cause I've been, when I was younger, arrogant and super confident. It also got me a lot of fights. But getting older, the best thing is being humble now and knowing that I do not know anything, as Aristotle said. And then I see these people that think they know everything, including the power structure leading us into deepening World War III. We're in World War III, most analysts agree, but will it become nuclear? And we just see this historic collapse we're in at every level, financial, spiritual, cultural, and it just really takes my breath away. But I have faith, and you know, I believe God's real, and I hope we can get through this. You're a really smart guy, though. Instead of me asking questions, you've had incredible answers. You got to come on more often. Thanks for coming on. I've been wanting you on for 6 months or longer. What else is on your radar screen? Because I've got a bunch of questions for you and other topics, but what else is front and center for Aviva Fry?
Well, front and center for me is politically humiliating Justin Trudeau every chance I get, and seeing to it that he lives long enough to see the damage that he has done to Canada and to see the way history is going to write his legacy of destroying Canada. So, I've been not letting people forget about the fact that, you know, the news cycle is so bloody short. It's like we forgot that 3 weeks ago, the Canadian Parliament was giving a standing ovation to a Nazi soldier. So that is always going to be on my radar to make sure the world doesn't forget the damage that Justin Trudeau has done to Canada. Because people think like, oh, that recent thing, I've forgotten about that already. That was 3 weeks ago. Then they forget about his ethics breaches, violating the Conflict of Interest Act. Then they forget about his scandals of groping reporters back in the year.
The truckers, the seizing thousands of people's bank accounts for protesting peacefully. I mean, when he said, I admired the dictatorship of Xi Jinping, he meant it. I mean, he is, and he's the perfect fake liberal with that fake NPR voice and how much he loves you. I mean, imagine if I was your neighbor and I'm like, hi, Viva Fry. Oh, you're so good. You'd be like, that guy's a weirdo and a fraud. Watch him. But he's just up there, so transparent. People ask, well, why is he not out of office? Explain the parliamentary system. He's in there with a minority of the vote.
Oh, he's in there with a minority of a minority. You know, people criticize the two-party system because it has its flaws. People criticize the judges being elected by the government as it having its flaws. But, you know, there's flaws to every system. Thomas Sowell, you know, there's no right answers. There's just trade-offs. So the two-party system has its big flaws. So too does the eight-party system. You know, in Canada, you've got the Conservatives on the right, and then you've got the Liberals on the left. And then you've got a bunch of other parties, NDP, Green Party. In Canada, we actually have a Marxist party. And so the problem is, Justin Trudeau has been elected three times now since 2015, 2019, 2021, with like a minority of a minority. I think he got like, what, 23% of the total vote. But he's been propped up and remains in power because the other party that's on the left, further left than the Liberals, if you can believe it, the NDP, have been propping him up instead of declaring what we call a vote of no confidence. Say, nobody likes the government. Go back to an election and see what the people say. So we've got our own problems up in Canada in terms of that system as well. Now, I forget the first half of the question that you were saying. Oh, no, Trudeau. Saying the things that are diametrically opposite to what he's doing. He comes out, talks about loving the basic dictatorship of China because it can turn the economy, you know, on a dime. It can basically tell everybody what to do with the snap of the fingers.
And it can also put 3 million Uyghurs in death camps, and it can also lock everybody down and have robots control you.
Oh. And it can have social credit scores where you'll get your bank accounts frozen if you have wrong thing, which Trudeau was the only reason he invoked the Emergencies Act during the trucker protest was to try test out that political tool and see what the public's response to it would be. And lo and behold, hey, Canada, you'll live in the hell that you inherit when you sanction in the sense of tolerate this type of conduct.
And by the way, there's this thing that goes on with people in general, and not our listeners, they're smart. I mean that, but I hear this thing my whole life. I don't care if the stock market crashes, I'm not in it, or I don't care what's happening in New Zealand, or I don't care what's happening in China, or I don't care what's happening in Nigeria. The whole world's interconnected more than ever. But when you've got the WEF bragging, we penetrate the cabinets, and Trudeau is, according to Schwab, and also the prime minister they just threw out,
Jacinda Ardern.
Ardern, when you've got his deputy prime minister up there, literally being the deputy head of the WEF on the board, this is a global corporate kleptocracy cult. So he's their model. So it's like if Martians attacked Paris and blew up Paris, we'd all get we're next. But we have to have empathy. But the fact is that Canada's literally becoming like a baby North Korea. They're banning transferring guns, buying guns. I mean, folks, this is a big deal. And this is happening in our blue cities everywhere. We have many Trudeaus. So what's happening in Australia, what's happening in Germany with all this tyranny, what's happening in the UK, what's happening in Canada affects us, folks. We've got the same enemy. And I want people to get it. I always get these emails. I'm like, I see Canadians. Why do you care about us? We love you too. Why? I'm like, well, I'm self-preservation. My same enemy is taking your country over. And if they successfully get this done, they're going to do it here. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's not that I'm some saint. It's empathy.
Well, Alex, it's, I mean, you say self-preservation. It's just foresight that, you know, like the most naive juvenile would have is, it's not just that it's to the north and it can trickle down. It's a litmus test. When you get away with freezing bank accounts for political wrongthink, you think that, I don't know, Gavin Newsom won't do that? You think that Joe Biden won't do that? You think that other people will
say, the UK and EU are announcing if you say something they don't like, they're going to globally run. Exactly. Canada's just getting hit with some of the biggest missiles first.
Well, they debanked Nigel Farage in the UK. Alex, it's not that it comes for everybody, but it will. And when it sounds conspiratorial, like when I was a kid, it was the NWO, the New World Order. It was a great band from the 80s. Now we just understand it's a globalist ring of unelected officials who have impact policies on national law, national
policy. BlackRock. It's BlackRock.
You have, when you said it, we have penetrated the cabinets. Everybody watching now, I presume, has seen that clip. Klaus Schwab bragging about how he has penetrated the cabinet, more than 50% of Trudeau's cabinet down in Argentina. And he's got young global leaders, which are like, you know, globally influenced national leaders. I've always said, and I said this for a long time, Trudeau's playing for a future that is not in Canadian politics. It's on the WEF, the WHO.
Exactly. He doesn't care how unpopular he is, because just like Jacinda Ardern's got removed, she's now the global head of censorship for the WEF that the UN signed a treaty with last year to have them give the UN orders. I mean, this is incredible.
People sometimes overreact about some things and then sometimes just ignore the rest. What happens in Canada is important. When we're training Chinese soldiers for wintertime combat on Canadian soil, that should be an immediate concern to the United States, unless they too, under the current administration, are equally beholden to foreign governments differing interests from our national sovereignty.
By the way, it was your own military had to leak top generals this was happening, and it's like, well, we're just training tens of thousands of Chinese troops, and the public was seeing them freaking out, blocking roads, and then he's saying, I want a dictatorship like Xi Jinping. I mean, put two and two together, folks.
Oh, and then when they get caught, they say, we're not doing it anymore. Oh, okay, thanks. No harm, no foul. Good luck. But you have Justin Trudeau, you know, the basic dictatorship admiration for China. He comes out and then criticizes Putin for being an autocrat while he literally not just freezes bank accounts for political speech, physically assaults veterans who are protesting in Ottawa. And I've been saying this for a while also, like the global destabilization, the global deterrent of bad actors to act badly, dissipates when you no longer have the moral authority to lecture anybody. Canada.
Well, that's where I was going next. Big picture. Nobody's buying the stand down in Israel. 90% major polls in Israel blame Netanyahu. They're not buying it. People are not buying the Ukraine war. People aren't buying anything the power structure is doing. The whole BlackRock global Harvard mafia is being identified as the enemy. What do they do next?
Well, I don't know. The situation in Israel, other than being horrific, deeply disturbing is an understatement. Like, I haven't been sleeping properly since, and not because I have some more sympathy for one group than another. It's horrifying what happened in Israel. And like I've been discussing, you know, with Barnes and on my channel, I don't think the response is going to do anything other than exacerbate the problem. And it begs the question, you know, in order to determine your response, you have to understand what went wrong in the first place, and it seems that we've bypassed that question entirely just to go into a response that will only further confirm a lot of theories that a lot of people had as to, you know, that might support some very deeply sinister conspiracy theories.
Well, here's the bottom line. China and Iran are two of the oldest cultures on Earth. They have set this up. We're walking into a trap. And Netanyahu opened the gate because he thought it would make him more popular. It's backfired. And now Israel realizes they're surrounded, and if Iran starts launching its tens of thousands of missiles, Israel's going to nuke Iran. Most analysts believe then Pakistan and India are going to go at each other, and then it's the end of the world, buddy.
I'm not there yet in terms of that, because I still think there is some basic sense to humans that they won't do something that is you know, the mutually assured destruction that we knew about during the Cuban Missile Crisis. But just, you know,
I agree with you that it isn't a probability, but now it's a possibility. It shouldn't even be a possibility.
It's definitely more of a possibility now than it had ever been in my lifetime. You know, and I say, like, these cycles of the violence in the Middle East, I remember the second Intifada. I remember thinking how I thought then, back in a day where I still believed that there were weapons of mass destruction and the invasion of Iraq was justified. And my goodness, that was a red pill moment when I realized, holy crap, they lied about COVID. They're not being entirely forthright about Ukraine. They lied about the Russiagate. They lied about Trump being an asset. They lied about the WMDs. And now I have to just go back and say they probably lied about everything I ever took for granted. But we're closer now in my lifetime than we've ever been. And you look at Israel's response, and my initial reaction was, how the hell could this have ever happened in the first place? And it's not to be like the Monday morning quarterback, oh, I would have done this. You know that you're living next to an existential enemy to
some
extent.
Five attack helicopters would have taken out that group. It was a stand down.
It's like, and then people say, well, they're relying too much on the Iron Dome. That's for missiles. They've got a fence system that can detect a squirrel. But that's for the ground. So there was that middle section where they could just come paragliding in. Then I say, okay, even if I grant you that, and I'm very reluctant to grant you that weakness, that would explain the breach. That wouldn't explain the 4 to 12 hours of wanton, orgiastic slaughter in the streets. And I don't think anybody should watch these videos, but I don't think you can understand what happened until you do. 4 to 12 hours without any meaningful response. All right, so it was a surprise attack. That's to say that Israel's response to a surprise attack.
There were helicopters 10 minutes away, jets 10 minutes away, and then now it's confirmed in Israeli news, because they have body cams of this, and hidden cameras. Mossad bases got overrun, and the guys hid under the bed, but it turned out there was a fraction of the normal force there. They just kind of let the janitors there. So they,
well, and is that because of what we saw 3 weeks ago on a 60 Minutes interview where they said, look, there's so much civil turmoil in Israel right now. There's what they called an internal civil war. Reservists were not showing up for work. Mossad said this might be a risk. And then lo and behold, I mean, before you can determine your response, you have to determine what happened and, you know, where the weaknesses were.
Leave it, Fry. Do 5 more minutes. I know you got to go. We got a 2 minute break. I want to hear your advice for Trump, because I'm not tooting our horn. But I can tell you the Trump administration listens very, very closely, and their chief strategists do. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I've been on some secret missions last week, and I'm not going to get to those till later. But it's going to be big news when it breaks. But the White House, the real White House, Mar-a-Lago, is listening, and they actually really care what we have to say. So they want to hear my views on what Trump should do, and they want to hear your view. So stay with us. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore. My fellow patriots, the trifecta has not been in stock for years. Many of these products have been sold out for years, but we've not had all three of them at once together at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. This is your best opportunity at the lowest price to support the broadcast, but more importantly, experience DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. All three of these products are back in stock right now for a limited time at 40% off. It would take me an hour to tell you about what's in DNA Force Plus, or Real Red Pill Plus, or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about these products, find out why they're so game-changing, and get yours today. DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all three back in stock. It's the trifecta sale, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know, the deep state already knows that we have a huge influence, not just over the general public, but over the patriots in the Senate and in the Pentagon. I'm not saying all of them are patriots, I'm saying the patriots. And President Trump. So the self-fulfilling prophecy of them saying that I'm Trump's brain, I mean, to a certain extent, I didn't worry about Fiona Hill and Stay Behind Networks and stuff was going on and know how Obama put these groups in to do this. That's why they came after me. And I'm not going to get into all the inside baseball, but now more than ever, Trump's listening, and his people are, to what we break down here. So, and they're pretty smart too. But Viva Fry, give us your take on some of the things you think Trump should be doing right now.
Well, okay, at the risk, I won't overstep my expertise. I mean, Barnes and I talk about this pretty much every Sunday night, where Barnes, you know, he lays out the legal route, which is, you know, whether or not they should have made a motion to recuse earlier on, whether or not they should have been a little...
And by the way, they listen to Barnes, too. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, they'd better. I say if they're not... They're not making use of an immensely valuable resource. And Barnes has his legal strategy. Tactically, who is it now that is the first person to call for impeaching, Judge Chutkan? I think it's, I want to say J.D. Vance. I'm not sure who it is. I think it might be J.D. Vance. The strategy in a way is the Saul Alinsky strategy. Hold your enemies to their own standards. They want to have rogue DAs. From various states interfering with the election process, do it back. I mean, I'm not sure that I agree with this, but then again, you know, some people say I'm a sissy Canadian and that's why I can't win, you know, whatever. But make them live by their standards. First of all, impeach judges who are clearly displaying judicially compromising bias. Chutkan would be one. I don't know if Engoron was elected or.
No, you're right. They've done everything they accused Trump of doing, so... Flamethrow them politically. Burn them.
And they want to see what happens when you have rogue state DAs interfering with federal elections. Okay, well, that street goes both ways. That knife cuts both ways. Obviously, appeal the decisions, and obviously, in as much as possible, fight these court cases in the court of public opinion. But, I mean, look...
They've got the gag orders.
That's why they've got the gag orders, but you've got a network of people who can raise public awareness.
That's what I said. It was the obvious thing. He can just sit there and have guests up at the podium that say it for him. I'm not allowed to talk, but this person has something to say. This is a secret. You're not supposed to know. It'll make it 10 times bigger.
Well, I don't know about that, because if they say he can't do directly or indirectly, they'll try to find a way one way or the other. But the bottom line is
they're
going
to default him anyways. They're going to use this to tie his hands. They're going to do it anyways. So he should he should just go at him.
Well, I'd say until he's exhausted the appeal process, the question is, does he go to jail? Are they actually going to put him in jail?
I was about to say, throw me in that briar patch. They throw him in jail for 30 days. He goes up to 90% support.
Well, and not just that, but then people are going to understand the absolute absurdity of the process. What are they going to do? They're going to close down an entire prison and have special, whatever they call them, his special services, secret services in there with him? Or are they going to arrest him in Mar-a-Lago and just say, okay, well, that'll be your de facto prison? People haven't thought about the absurdities of what's going on right now, where you have rogue, politically corrupt DAs. By the way, almost forgot to mention him. Leticia James? Everyone should go back and watch a few of her interviews from 2018, where she campaigned on prosecuting Trump directly. She referred to him as an illegitimate president. At the time then, she was suggesting he's getting foreign money because, as she said in an interview that I clipped and shared, well, we know that domestic banks aren't lending money to him. Well, that didn't age very well. So once that theory of the case evaporated, it's not foreign money, then it has to be fraud. Once people understand that you have corrupt state actors interfering with elections, well, they'll understand it a lot better when you start doing it to them. You can go after Biden, go after Newsom, go after, I don't know what Kamala Harris has done to be impeachable, but, you know,
bailing out.
Bailing out, raising funds for bail for rioters. Like, whatever they've done to Trump and whatever they've accused him of, they're guilty of themselves, right down to the hookers in hotels in Russia, and drug addiction and CP and all the other stuff. So make them live by their standards if you want to fight fire with fire. But at the end of the day, I had Neil Oliver on recently, the British guy, he's amazing. But he said, you know, this system is not too big to fail. This is getting too big and it must fail. And I think that's where we're at now. They are imploding and decimating themselves.
I agree. Beautifully said. Viva Fry. Bookmark it on Twitter. The Viva Fry. Thank you so much, sir.
Alex, thank you very much.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Interrupt this broadcast with a special report from the front lines of the InfoWar. Attempts have been made to neutralize the info warrior known as Alex Jones. Countless attacks have been witnessed and reported in an effort to bring him down. Alex Jones has been sighted on the battlefield fighting against the forces of evil.
We're not going to go down and just shut our mouths and just put up with this. We know where the bodies are buried, folks, and one way or another, we're going to stay on air.
Receiving reports that Alex Jones has broken through the front lines and is now heading toward the broadcast studio. All efforts to silence him have failed. Emerging victorious against the New World Order, here's your host, Alex Jones. Find the InfoWars transmission at InfoWars.com/show. If you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Is this
me? In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
The guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
Hey!
joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
A revolution in their mind. Stupid stuff to fall. And in the world they wish they have to live with all the hate that's in their heart.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart. 1776.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and tell the audience something that I've never really told you. The enemy knows this, but I've not really made a big deal about it because I believe I'm more effective not playing this out. And at the same time, though, I've looked at the political, cultural, historic, spiritual calculus, and I think it is time for people to understand this, because we can't be in a position of lack of support to not just stay on air, but to supercharge when we're so effective. So let's say if I was a submarine commander in World War II and I'd sunk 20 Japanese ships and they were giving bigger commands to people that hadn't sunk any and were idiots and weren't giving me torpedoes, I would have to say, hey, I'm actually the best captain, and I need more U-boats. That's the Germans, but I need more Sea Wolves. That was what they called them in the Pacific, so I can get this job done. So I don't want to make the show about me, but we're right in the middle of it. You know, Trump, it's all about him because he's the guy standing up for us. He's not perfect, but they're coming after him because he's definitely challenging their power. And trying to stop the wars and secure the borders and bring jobs back to America and cut back on inflation and make us energy independent. And he doesn't support banning beef or, you know, cutting your children's testicles off. So I'm fully behind Trump. Even though I'm going to be persecuted for that. I mean, I've been told, just don't support Trump, go away, whatever, we'll leave you alone. But I really, now you heard and you saw in thousands, when I say thousands, hundreds of articles, but they would republish them and syndicate them. So when the AP would attack me, and they've done it, the AP probably 500 times, that's a conservative number, in the last 6-7 years, it would be in every local newspaper, and it would be picked up and put on the local news, because people don't believe national news, but they still believe local news to a certain extent. I mean, there have been periods of times where I'd turn on the local news stations, just randomly see the weather, and it would literally be every night I was being attacked. And I sat back and didn't feel like a victim. This is really important. Listen carefully. I sat back and I said, why are they doing this to me? What is it that they're coming after? Tucker Carlson, you know, asked me last week when I was talking to him. He said, why do they hate you so much? And I said, I've been effective at decompartmentalizing the military, the intelligence agencies, the corporations, the universities, by showing people with my knowledge of each sector how they're being manipulated, and they know what I'm telling them is secret stuff they're doing, so then that has credibility, and then they research the areas they don't know and find out the big picture. Because if you only get a piece of it, you don't get the full picture, obviously. So there were hundreds of articles that were syndicated tens of thousands of times conservatively on NPR and PBS and CNN and ABC, I mean, every channel. I mean, there have been some nights, as you've seen as viewers, when you're even scrolling through the channels, where I've been attacked by 10 networks in one night. Hell, more than 10 networks. I mean, I keep trying to dial back how big the attack is. I'm like, no, that's smaller than it was. Don't. It's gigantic. There's no way to know how bad it is. It's huge. So I didn't take that like I'm a victim, woe is me, and this big thing's after me. I thought, well, what nerve have I hit? Well, it's very simple. I've got their number. So without getting into a lot of inside baseball, I figured out about 15 years ago when Hollywood was courting me and trying to give me big movie roles to sell out, and they weren't explicit about it till the very end, and the roles got bigger and the meetings got bigger, and they were just point blank, and I said, no, I'm not doing this. And they were off the record meetings, so I haven't said the names. And I've since, you know, Bilderberg meetings, not at the Bilderberg member meetings, you know, high-level meetings. I'm going to leave it at that. Where they try to convince you it's for the greater good. You'll have a greater effect if you just join us. We'll actually listen to you. We'll take it into the calculus. That's how the seduction works. But if you look at those articles in 2016, 17, 18, the headline was, Alex Jones is Trump's brain. Now, I was not Trump's brain. Trump is his own brain, but Steve Bannon and Miller and a few others that definitely got influenced by me, and they've said that, but they're smart in their own right. They had their own expertise. They were feeding him info and explaining it to him, and he bought it 60%. He wasn't sure. He thought he could convince the government, hey, pro-America, win by soft power, free market, hell, Russia's got great resources, North Korea can build casinos up and down their coast. It, you know, South Korea is the most prosperous country in the world for their size per capita. Trump really thought he could go shell because he's a great optimist. You got to have that to be successful and a good product. But I was not Trump's brain. I mean, I was talking to Trump a lot, and then I hired like top law firms to put my ideas and to check it in law and to send it to federal officials and to heads of agencies and to Trump, and he was getting my reports. He was calling me back. I sent him reports on all the threats in the media. He didn't know Clapper was on CNN saying we're going to kill Trump or Brennan. I would put together with a law firm. Here's where they said they're going to kill you five times this week. And it wasn't much. I'd pay these law firms like $5,000, and they'd go collate it and check it. But I used the top ones. And because it wasn't just me talking to Trump, I would then send him a report, but through a law firm, because that's how I could get it into him. And I'm not going to name names here, but it's, you know, law firm, the former Secretary of State, and others. And, man, the CIA just went into fits of rage. Remember those headlines in like, the Wall Street Journal and stuff? General Kelly's main mission is keeping InfoWars and Alex Jones away from Trump, 2018. His main mission. So I never think of myself as big. Never think. It's not about a power trip. In fact, it's extremely dangerous, like the old circus trick of having the lion open its mouth, you stick your head in it, or getting shot out of a cannon. You do it wrong, you're dead. Or snake charming cobras. So I was 5% of the influence on Trump then. And it was key stuff like, hey, here's the stay behind networks. Here's how Obama got it. The Defense Authorization Act before he left, $2 billion to put thousands of different operatives from the State Department, CIA, and others in your administration, the federal government, to then say you're a Russian agent. Here's Fiona Hill. She's the Soros deputy head. She got fired. She's been on 60 Minutes complaining about it and attacking me. Prince Valiant's her nickname. Looks like Prince Valiant's. Prince Valiant from Shrek. Type in Fiona Hill, Prince Valiant. You'll see the memes. This is like 7 years ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago. But the point was, then they said I was the Republican brain. Then they said I was the mastermind. They projected their fear, and then in the process, Trump said, I'm awake now. I know the truth now. I know how bad it is now. And he's got a lot of good people telling him what's going on. But we hit that point now where what they said I was, Trump's brain, this show, our guest, this operation, has now become true. To a great extent. We're not 5% of the data Trump's getting. Just from our operation, we're 30%, 40%. And then to the Joe Rogans and the Tucker Carlsons and all the other people and his top, Trump's top advisors that are dialed in right now. We moved to the next level because they told him, you can't have this. This is the verboten. This is what you can't hear. And it's the same with Elon Musk, who listens every day, I'm told. It's the same with Trump and all of them. This show is now the real voice of America. This, and that's not bragging. That is an incredibly dangerous thing. And the only reason I say that is because it's true, and the enemy already knows it. So I might as well tell you, the listeners, why they hate us, why they're doing all this, and why we're in so much danger. So I want to thank our backers and supporters, some big, some small. You know who you are. But we need robust promotion of our articles and videos and links, because it's one thing to be educating the intelligence agency heads and who's left that's a patriot in the government. But we also don't want to neglect the general public that's so ready for the truth now. And this is so obvious. I told Trump, they're going to censor you next. They're going to deplatform you next. Right before the election or right after when they steal it. It was an obvious thing, but Trump didn't believe it. Now he gets it. And people know that my batting average is very high. About as high as you're going to get. And again, it isn't about bragging. The enemy knows it. Every dam above ground is a blessing. I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to stop. But it's like a rocket that you're going to launch the enemy. It's got to have fuel to launch and hit the enemy. So to all the listeners, thank you for your support. But support the show more than ever. Share the clips. Share the articles. None of it is copyright. None of it. Just get it out. The whole thing, clips of it, I don't care. You're the real power. They fear me because they know I've been able to mobilize people. When they saw, in their arrogance, the Harvard Mafia, that a third of the people wearing T-shirts at the RNC in 2016 in Cleveland were wearing InfoWars shirts, and there were 100,000 people in the streets, literally oceans of our shirts. You've seen the photos and videos. They crapped their pants, and then the attacks by the CIA began. But that just shows how they were caught with their pants down. They didn't know that we'd sold hundreds of thousands of T-shirts at cost. That's a conservative number. 500,000 T-shirts at cost? Just right before the election? And people could then identify, oh, you know what's going on. So they said, he's the populace. He's an American uprising peacefully. That's the thing we've researched that could stop us. Get him. But because I didn't give up, because you backed me, and because of my family backing me and the crew backing me, because you didn't give up, and I didn't give up, we've all got to stand together or it doesn't work. You did the right thing. I bet on you. You bet on me. You bet on me. You know how much I appreciate you? When you call thanking me, I thank you. You bet on me, man. Appreciate you. Understand that? You bet on me. That means a lot. That's a sacred obligation. That's a real thing. So it's a pleasure to put my life on the line. But I want to be as effective as possible in this epic fight. And I realize how much time I sit here every day trying to scrabble the money together to stay on air and do what we're doing. And I see that my behind-the-scenes stuff is so important, in person or over the phone, and then also what we do on air for the general public, that I just need you to commit and just to decide on the calendar that you're going to buy a product every month, or you're going to make a donation at InfoWarsStore.com. It says donate a one time or sign up for recurring, cancel any time. The point is, it's obvious we're the tip of the spear. And I don't say that again from a position of grandiosity or a power trip. It's the opposite. I've been humble for decades. And I'm extremely humble and have accepted my destruction or whatever happens. So I'm a person that is at peace, and I just want to go on fighting. The only place I'm not at peace is I have a serious desire to be as strong as I can, and I don't have any strength other than my will and love of God. And that's an incredible strength. But my temporal strength on this planet with you, us together, you on this planet, is your will, your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support, while getting incredible products at the same time, is a no-brainer. This is the globalist coming to take your children, cut your power off, flood your borders. It's already happened. I warned you it was coming. That famous John Stewart clip. See if you can pull that up. You know, from 2 years before Trump got removed, He's like, oh, they're all crazy. They claim they're going to flood the border. It's going to be crime and death. Oh, they're bad. And then, of course, it all came true. I don't want the rest of this to come true. We can really beat these people. But you've got to understand how serious it is and know fighting them is the safest course. It's not heroic. We don't have a choice. We're under attack by fifth generational warfare. You got to identify that they've captured the government at the top. You've got to identify what the globalists have done. And you've got to decide whether you're going to sit on the sideline, which is like sit in the middle of the road to get run over, or whether you're going to join your ancestors and support those that are at the tip of the spear and also go speak at city councils and county commissions and school boards and go to the Texas border with your own camera. Support people like Michael Yon, because many hands make light work. And he joins us now from right outside the Darien Gap in Panama. And he's such a great writer and such a great researcher. He's also got that classic Army Green Beret thing where he doesn't ever brag or tell you about stuff. But at a certain point, nothing against the Navy SEALs, you know, the opposite of those guys, who are wonderful folks. I mean, I love peacocks and, you know, they're that. But the point is that at certain points, you also have to give people the battle damage on the enemy and also the battle damage on us and talk about what we've done. So Michael Yon is a famous special forces operator, probably the top in the field war correspondent. He's been called that by many publications. And I read a tweet he sent me this morning, but I hadn't gotten to his text. My producer sent it to me separately, and I read it, and I love the writing because you can tell it's a stream of consciousness. And you're thinking, oh, this is a great guy he's talking about. But by the time you get to the end, you realize, no, Anakin Skywalker has become Darth Vader. So I got him on a little bit earlier here, and we'll go into the next hour, too, if we need to. We'll take 15 minutes for the next guest. I don't know he has it in front of him because I didn't talk to him. He just connected. I saw him connect about a minute ago right there from the Darien Gap where the main UN invasions taking place into North America, out of Central America. But I thought, because it's so illustrative about the head of CENTCOM, this general, going to Israel and what that signifies. And I had him on Sunday night, and I was asking him to talk about Israel and this war, and he said, well, I want to focus on America, because that's where the real invasion's happening, including all these Chi-Coms and people coming in. But now this general goes in there, and it's such a revealing three-page thing he wrote. And so I don't know if he has the time to read it on air or whether he can repeat it. But this story of him with the general being overrun by Al-Qaeda back when he was a lower-level officer, and the general's leg basically shot off, hanging off, while they fight Al-Qaeda, and then Yon, because it always happens, one of the other officers is scared, pissing himself, so he grabs the gun. I mean, this is amazing stuff that you'd never hear unless it's important for people to hear, because Yon doesn't talk about a lot of this. We got to go to break in a minute. I got him on early, but I went too long talking about that. People need to go to Michael_Yon on Twitter, michaelyon.com. We got a minute till break. We're going to get into this, get into the big picture. But the alarm you raise and how this points out that some of our best have turned to the dark side and calling them out is so critical. Is that what you were doing here?
I am. And it's one thing that disturbs me every day is in particular, is Eric Carilla. You know, I did a lot of combat with Eric, and I mean real combat. There's a difference between going to war and going to combat. And I would always go to the units in the most combat. And I was directed to his unit, the Deuce 4. Incredible unit. In fact, that's the unit that, after Eric was shot, Bruce Willis contacted me and wanted to do a movie based on my life. And I was like, no way, Jose. You got to do it based on Eric. I told Bruce, I was like, if you do it based on Eric, I'll support you. You know, for sure. Let's do it. I invited Bruce to a party actually for the Deuce 4, and he came with his brother and that sort of thing. We never did the movie. I stayed in the wars and some other
stay things. Stay there. I'm going to try to shut up. Give me the floor. We'll skip the next break. We'll go on the next hour if we need to. Michael Yon, we got to read this that you put out on your Twitter. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Back in a couple minutes.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia?
Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
I didn't realize this was back this week. Thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Amazing veteran and investigative journalist Michael Yon is our guest, and he, again, has sung the praises of now the Commander General Michael E. Carrilla, who's the CENTCOM head that just sent to Israel, which means big stuff about to go down. And He was talking about Bruce Willis, the movie they were going to make about this guy, all of it, and you know how serious this is. But you wrote a very powerful, just 3-page breakdown on your Twitter at Michael_Yon, Y-O-N. That, well, you think this is a great guy you're talking about. At the end, you basically lay down the fact that whether it is Mayorkas or whether it is Carrillo or whether it's any of these people, they are serving the New World Order right now while America's being destroyed. And so if you want to read that on air, if you want to recount, you know, the as a combat journalist, the battles you were in with him, and because that's the good, and then there's the bad, and then there's the ugly.
And that's funny because that's what Eric Krill used to say all the time, because I would write dispatches from Iraq that were, you know, pretty ugly at times. And he would say, just give them the good, the bad, and the ugly, Michael. You know, the first mission I went on with Eric, I was with him for 5 months in combat, and I mean some serious combat. That battalion took 183 casualties out of the one battalion, and it was the most decorated battalion in the entire Iraq war. It's called the Deuce Four. And personally, I thought Eric Carrillo should have gotten the Medal of Honor. I mean, the very first mission I went on and went with him, you know, I was always trying to go to the units in the most combat. Like, that's why I was, that's why I did so much combat. I would just like, who's in the most combat? Where can I go? So they sent me to Eric Carrillo. So he wouldn't let Eric, any new officers, if any journalists came, not that I'm a journalist, but if any, you know, as far as they were concerned, I was, they would have to ride with him before he would let them go with his unit, including officers. He kicked officers out, that, you know, he didn't think that were suitable for that intensity of combat. And so, so I was out riding with Eric. It was the very first mission with the unit, and heard, you know, I had my camera running. So I had this on video. There was a car bomb went off. It was substantial. And we were not at the car bomb, but it was caught on my audio. We rushed to the car bomb. The thing's on fire. It hit one of our Striker vehicles. Strikers are 8-wheeled vehicles that were pretty miraculous in combat. And it was a suicide car bomb, had T-boned it in Mosul, in the Mosul traffic circle. And it was pretty terrible. Actually, that's a video from one of my early Iraq days before I got to Deuce 4. And so we're up there, and the thing's on fire. And Eric had his, and some of our soldiers were burning to death inside of the vehicle. And some of our incredibly brave soldiers, like Victor Canones, who got shot later. He's okay. He got shot in a different unit later. Good friend of mine. Victor went in there, very strong, Hispanic, you know, proud. I love that guy. Victor went in there trying to get our soldiers out, and he couldn't quite get them. And even Victor. And Mark Beeger did it. Mark Beeger is he also went inside the burning vehicle. There's ammunition in there, man. There's rockets and stuff. And Mark Beeger is the soldier that I took the photo maybe a month later, or no, a week later, 2 weeks later, holding the baby that had been hit in another car bomb. We got hit by so many car bombs and IEDs, so many firefights. You see Mark Beeger holding the baby, the famous photo of the soldier holding the baby. That was Mark Beeger. So Mark Beeger also went inside that burning vehicle trying to get him out. Super Mark Beeger. I respect him forever. And then Eric's like, he took his gloves off, or he went inside there, and some of our soldiers were trapped. It was burning. They had no mask. They couldn't breathe. Eric couldn't breathe. I was right there. Eric couldn't breathe. He just come up out of the Striker vehicle, out of the hatch, get another breath of air like a dolphin, and go back down in and trying to pull our soldiers out. Mike Borderlon was one, and there were some others. And he was just, he took his gloves off because he couldn't get them. And it was, they were on fire, and he was patting them. And Eric kept going, man. So we got back. Unfortunately, we lost 3 and some other stuff. And then we get back to the base, and, you know, things had calmed down a little bit. And, I said, wow, you know, your men behaved, you know, I've been in a lot of combat, and your men behaved extremely well. I said, I'd like to stay with your unit, longer if you don't mind. He goes, you can stay with us as long as you can take it. And I said, okay, let's roll. So I stayed with him for 5 months until, well, he got shot. He was the last one. He was the 183rd casualty. He was the last casualty of the battalion. They were ripping out at that point, which means they were about to rip out, which means relief in place. They weren't ripping yet. And so he was actually the last casualty. And how Eric got shot that morning, the night before we had been out on a mission, it was really long. And we were back on base and I was asleep in my, bed, I guess you could call it. And, a big knock came on the door. Rob Prosser, he said, "Sergeant Lama's been shot." I remember that. And I was just getting to sleep, you know, and I pull on my body armor and running out. And we run to the strikers and, we start going down and, Lama got shot in the neck by a sniper. We had a big sniper problem going on with some of our guys shot in the face and things like, but that day only Daniel got shot and it hit him in the back of the neck and he kind of froze up, but he was okay. Daniel's okay now. His sister writes me occasionally. And, so Daniel, he ended up being okay. We went down to the combat support hospital. And you can see in that very first photo of Gates of Fire, Eric Carrillis talking on a satellite phone. He's talking. We went inside the cache to Combat Support Hospital with Rob Prosser, the sergeant major. That's a striker. And, that thing was on fire. Well, we lost a lot of those things, man. They're great vehicles, but you know, it's combat. And so, hey, there's Daniel. He's a stud, man. And, great soldier. Everybody loved Daniel. Even when he got shot, he was ready to roll back out the way Deuce Fort, a lot of our infantry soldiers were like that. Like most of them, actually, they get shot. Oh Lord, I can tell you so many stories. One guy was missing a part of his leg one time and he was like, "Okay, I'm ready to go back." And the sergeant major's like, "No, you're not." It's like, anyway, I love those guys. And so we're out there and Eric Carrillo calls, Daniel Lama's family, and he's like, "He's okay. He got shot. Don't worry. Don't worry. Department of Defense is going to call you up, but you're going to get all scared, but don't worry. I was just with Daniel. He's good to go. He just has grazed his neck. It's no problem." And, you know, he put people at ease by calling them before. He was actually kind of breaking regulations to do that, which was one thing I loved about him. He took care of the families.
Oh, and I'm glad you're finally telling war stories, but let's get to what happened that day to this current general and then what you're saying about it now.
Oh, I'm getting to it because this is that day. So Daniel just got shot and then we went out looking for his sniper. And this is where, Eric's call sign was Deuce 6 because it was the Deuce 4 unit, the 124th Infantry Regiment, Deuce 4. And Eric in the 6 you put at the end means you're the commander. Deuce 6 means he's the commander of that unit, right? And so, and 7 would be the sergeant major as an example, right? So we're rolling out, we're looking for the snipers and I'm telling you, Eric had a Deuce 6 sense is what they call it. So it was the Deuce 6 on the call sign radio. But they were like, "Here's the Deuce 6 sense." Sure enough, he spotted.
And by the way, read your article. People don't know about that unless they read a lot of military history or been there. Humans are psychic, others particularly, but that's a secret to war is the sixth sense.
Oh yeah. He could read the battlefield like crazy. I mean, he was good at it. And he could read people, like he could see right through people. I saw him reading people. I just saw many things. And that's why his unit already called it the Deuce Sixth Sense before I even showed up. And there it was. I mean, so we get in this high speed chase and there's
he goes into a huge area of all these people and immediately finds the guy.
Yeah. If it's the right guy, I don't know. It was 3 Al Qaeda. We get into a high speed chase with him. You got a Kiowa flying around. I can hear him. I got comms on. I'm in a striker. We're racing. And the Kiowa helicopter, those guys are amazing, shooting out with the M4 out the side. And I can hear them pop, pop, pop. They're right around us. I'm in the vehicle though. And then we're chasing them. And at one point the Kiowa driver, the pilot, he's like, "They're going 108 or something. I can't remember." And I was like, "How do you know how fast they're going?" The pilot told me later. Anyway, the bottom line is, we keep going after him. We keep, bam, bam, bam. He shoots. He disabled the car. So now the Al Qaeda guys get out and run, drop ramps. We start running after him, right? And so, this is important. Every detail I tell you now is important. I used to carry my camera attached to my body armor so that I could just be hands free and my camera's still there. And it was with 550 parachute cord. So when I lift it up, it goes right to my eye at the right. In fact, I could shoot like this and focus it on your eye without looking. I practiced thousands of shots, just like a pistol, right? I could focus that camera super fast. I had the best camera and lenses money could buy, right? So super fast focus. It was an $8,000 body, right? And so that's important because so now we're getting out. We're getting into these chases on the ground, and there's a firefighter around the corner. We're in this labyrinth of stuff, and these two soldiers come running the other direction. At least two. One was the lieutenant I ended up getting the ammunition from, and so they said like Al Qaeda's down there. So we're running down. I'm chasing Eric, and I'm holding the button down. I have to hold the camera because if I don't, it'll hit me in the face. So whenever I was running, I had to, so I'm holding it and I've got my button, my finger on the shutter, and it's shooting at 5 frames a second, right? So that's why I have complete sequence of Eric getting shot. Like, you know, it's going 5 frames a second. We're running down the alley. Bam! Eric gets whacked, you know, shoots his femur in half, shot him in the bicep, as I recall. And I think the other leg as well. He rolls, does a Bruce Lee roll. And I thought, man, it went through my mind really quickly. That was like an incredible move by Eric again. And, I didn't realize he was shot. And he was on the ground and the bullets were flying, snapping by. And then Eric, that's it right there. And you can see that's the lieutenant to my left, I think there. And Eric. Well, he pulled his leg out at that point. It was non-functional. You can see it. If you look at the previous photos, there's no dust. Now there's a lot of dust because, that's Sergeant Major Prosser coming up now. I think now there's a lot of dust because, they've been shooting a lot, and that moon dust pops up when you're shooting. And so you see one photo there is right in front of me. That's the interpreter on the right. That's Eric in the front about to get shot. And that's the RTO, the radio guy to my left. And you'll see one photo. That's the lieutenant up by the doorway on the left, on the front left. And Eric's getting shot right now. And then the lieutenant goes to the doorway and you can see a bullet splash right over his head, right? And that freaked him out. That lieutenant had never been in combat because he was replacing a lieutenant that just got killed, right? So the lieutenant had just got up to us, never been in combat. I felt bad for him actually later because, you know, okay, you see that splash on the side of the building there, that dust? That's not the lieutenant firing. That's a bullet hitting right by his head. And that freaked him out. And so and he ran back. The lieutenant ran away. All I got is a freaking camera. So I ran forward to that door and I'm like, Eric, what's wrong with you? Cause he goes, I'm shot. I'm hit 3 times. He actually got it right. This is Eric, man. And so I almost ran out to get him. I was like, no, I'm going to get hit for sure. So, And I'm looking around. I'm thinking we're going to get hit from the back as well. And I told the lieutenant, I went back to the lieutenant. I said, throw a grenade in there, throw an effing grenade in there. And he just looked at me. I said, give me a effing grenade, you know, and I was going to frag it. And he didn't have a grenade. Okay, whatever. So then the Sergeant Major Prosser comes around, another incredible soldier. I ended up being with him in Afghanistan later when he invited me to Afghanistan. Sergeant Major Prosser actually got second in best ranger competition. He's a super stud. I'd seen him in a lot of combat. Sergeant Major Prosser comes down there, goes into that dark room. It's quite dark. And remember, this is noontime. If you look at those shadows, it's very bright. But those rooms are very dark and he couldn't see them. So Sergeant Major Prosser shot a full mag on full auto and he hit the Al Qaeda dude, 4 times as I recall and blew off a testicle of the Al Qaeda dude who's still standing there trying to fire a pistol, which is now jammed. So he hits him 4 times, like really literally point blank, not with the muzzle on his chest, but like, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 feet away, hits him. Bam, right there, blows off a testicle, still doesn't knock him down. This is yet another reason why I hate 5.56. Anyway, that's a separate story. So the guy's still trying to fight. I'm looking behind me, although my pictures are forward, because I'm thinking we're going to get hit from the rear and I'm going to have to go fight it with nothing. But we didn't get, and I turn back around and there's a bloody American leg on the ground. And I'm like, oh shit, our guy's dead. And I'm going to go in. And I look down, there's a rifle on the ground. I said, oh, and I picked it up and it was black. And it means there was no ammo. The bolt was locked to the rear. So I went back to that, to the lieutenant and I said, give me some effing ammo. This is what kept me out of jail, I think. because he gave me the ammo, which means an army officer gave me the ammo, because technically I wasn't supposed to do this, but Eric is my friend. And there was a bloody American leg in there, and I thought it was dead. I didn't know it was Rob Prosser yet. And so I jacked the magazine in there. It was on auto, and I put it on semi, cause I, you know, everybody's like, auto's worse. I'm a semi man. And so I went around the corner low, cause I know they were shooting high before, and I popped a couple rounds to try to get them to shoot at me so I could kill them. And I hit a freaking propane canister. Unbelievable. I hit that point blank. The propane shot around, and Rob Prosser was trying to strangle the Al-Qaeda guy he had blood all over his gloves, and blood is super slippery. If you've ever been in a fight which is really bloody, which I have, the blood is super slippery. It's like ice, right? And Rob told me later, he's like, I almost had him gone dead, and you shot the propane canister and it woke him up. And I was like, hey, I was trying to be helpful. I'm a little out of practice. Okay. I've been out of the army for a while. So anyway, the Rob Prosser, you know, subdued the guy, and his name was Khalid Yassim Noah, drags him out. And by the way, Khalid, that's him, Khalid Yassim Noah. He didn't die for 8 months, man. Hit four times, blew a ball off, and still lived for eight. I hate 556. That's Eric in the background, still giving orders. Eric's like, you know, get the sniper.
Well, what do you love? What's the best round?
Biggest I can carry, man. Well, I mean, 300 blackout at minimum, but I mean, for something close, but I'm a 7.62 guy myself.
Like 308?
Oh, brother. I mean, seriously, I've seen way too many firefights. I know all the Delta Force guys who get to practice with 50,000 rounds a month are like, you could do it with a 22. I get it. But most of us are actually busy on recon and Darien Gap and things like that. I can't like be hitting the buildings all the time, right? So I'm out here doing another aspect of this. So I mean, if you're the most fantastic guy in the world, you can go out there with a 22 rifle and do miracles. But there's Rob Prosser. I love Rob. He was the sergeant major of the battalion. Later, he was a sergeant major of the 5-2 Striker Brigade in Afghanistan, and he invited me over to Afghanistan. I ended up being his roommate over in Afghanistan, so I was with him again. But Rob, anyway, so that guy lived for 8 months. So, you know, and then Eric.
But you described Eric's legs basically blown off. He still keeps fighting. You see all these great things in your article yesterday, but then you say, now he's Darth Vader. That's our problem. Keep going.
It bothers me literally every day. There's not a lot of things I think about every day, but Eric Carrillo is one, because he was an incredible, and I think still an incredible soldier. You would hate to have this man as your enemy. Let's put it that way. I've personally seen him shoot people. I mean, you know, he loved to lead from the front. He loved to fight. Now I know all the battalion commanders are out there like, battalion commanders should never lead from the front. You know, lead from the front like that. But here's the bottom line.
Well, George Washington sure did.
He sure did. I love commanders like that personally. That's why I stayed with them for 5 months. I stayed with them until they ripped out and another unit replaced them. And then I went off to other units in combat. And I kept doing combat year after year after year. But Eric, he also, the morale in the Deuce 4 was so high. It was like bizarrely high. At one point when I'd been with Eric for a couple of weeks, I said, man, y'all behave like a special operations unit. This isn't like a normal infantry. I love to go out with infantry. I love to go with special operations too, but I can't write about them. So I'm like, why would I keep taking chances on getting shot in the face when I can't even write about it? I mean, I love going out with them because I love special operations guys, but I stay with infantry. I love them too. I just I'm happy with infantry. And so, so I said, Eric, your battalion is like a special operations unit. Like, what's going on here? I've never seen people fight like you except for special operations. And he goes, actually, he took me to see the intel side. He said, well, look, my intel cell's three times bigger than an average battalion. And he did, you know, basically army drug deals and packed it with the best intel guys and the best company commanders and the best NCOs. Like Rob Prosser, he hand selected Rob Prosser, the command sergeant major. It wasn't a chance that these guys were there. It wasn't chance. Eric stacked the deck. He was good at that, and he was very proactive. So one of the things that Eric did, one of the reasons he was able to beat the enemy so badly, I mean, he was smashing. Al-Qaeda had a, you know, we took 183 casualties in that battalion, but we gave them. We were stacking them. And one of the reasons, we only got 3 minutes, I'll be quick, is that, a lot of battalions I go out with, they plan a mission and then it almost never goes according to plan. Usually they don't. And which is fine. That's combat.
But, the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray.
Oh yeah. And so what Eric would do is we would make a sort of a quick plan and it would be intuitive. And when you get into contact, he's like, don't lose contact. Stay in contact. I'll be right there. Right. Do not lose contact. A lot of units are like, we're in contact. We're outgunned here. You know, we're going to break contact. Eric's like, don't you dare break contact. You know, it's like, and just stay don't get overrun. Just keep them shooting at you. And we're going to be there really lickety split. We're going to box them in. You block that bridge. You do this. You know, cause we got Blue Forces tracker inside the trackers. We would smoke their asses all the time. And so eventually they stopped wanting to fight Deuce foreheads on because it just wasn't very smart. But one of the things that we did, or Eric did, I say we, I mean, I was just taking pictures, but Eric, you know, as soon as he caught a high value target or anybody, he would immediately exploit them. Most units would take those prisoners back to base, do a bunch of paperwork, say,
give
them
to the CIA.
Yeah, we caught a couple fish today. Great. Well, they'll go to our report. Eric's like, no way, dude. We caught a fish. Where are the other fish? And the other fish would tell us where the, sometimes it would be like a 2 or 3 day mission, man. You'd drag in at the end. You're exhausted. All the top soldiers, super fit young guys, all.
But that's how you win is pushing through.
Oh, you go bam, bam, bam. You stay inside their OODA loop. You know, you keep exploiting those targets until you got to go get more ammo or something. And so, you know, we would just go. And it was highly effective way. And it just, that's the way special operations operates. You don't wait and make this intricate, super detailed plan raid on Sante or something like that. You make a sufficient plan and you execute. You go and you get on their asses, right?
Resistance is victory.
Oh, you stay on them. If you play defense, you lose, period. You will absolutely lose on defense. You're just waiting for the enemy.
So in the info war, we all need to go on offense. City council, school boards. It's the same thing. Attack peacefully with the truth and just exploit everything.
Yeah. My favorite attorney, Jerry Spence, I read 12 of his books. Jerry Spence, he's all about attack. He's doing it from a law perspective. He's like, when in doubt, go Sun Tzu, attack. When you're in doubt, what do? You attack. That's what Eric Carrillo would do in his units. He expected his men to attack.
Oh, so we just spent 30 minutes how great Commanding General of CENTCOM Michael E. Carrillo is, but then you turn the tables and say he now is serving Sauron. I want to come back, and the guest host knows sometimes I take their time. I'm taking 30 minutes. She's fine. If she has to go, it's fine. We love her. Maria Z. We'll take the whole hour if she doesn't want to do it. We're going to come back. And it's a microcosm of all these great people that our country's produced serving the New World Order right now. And when are they going to hit the point where my uncle, who was an Army officer in Iran-Contra, when he saw the government smuggling kidnapped kids out of Guatemala, turned against it? What is the point when we say no? And I think what you're trying to challenge the general to do and others is do what Michael Flynn's done and tell the truth, because America is going down right now. We need Eric Carrillo on our side, is what you're saying. Is he Darth Vader?
We do. Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn wrote me about it this morning. He read that tweet too.
Stay there. We'll come right back. We'll stay there.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book.
And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
I'm going to say something obvious right now, but it's usually the obvious things that we all miss, including myself. Everybody's getting very excited about the impeachment of Joe Biden. But remember, he is a total and complete puppet. It needs to be about the criminals that control him, the CIA, BlackRock, the multinational corporations. And people want to blame Obama. Yeah, he's above Biden, but he's still a puppet too. We need to make it about the power structure that's waging war against this country, that's deindustrializing us, attacking our culture, and creating race war. We need to make the impeachment all about the open borders and the human trafficking and the global government and the UN taking control of our medical system. That's what we need to do. That's what we've got to stand for. That's what is going to bring down the system. If we just make it about Biden, just about how horrible he is, now he's a pedophile, now his son's a crackhead and gun charges, it becomes a distraction from the larger issues. We'll cover it all live at InfoWars.com/show.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It's Tuesday, October 17, 2023. We're now into the fourth hour. And Michael Yon, former Green Beret, one of the top, if not the top, war correspondents ever, combat reporters, is our guest for the next 30 minutes that Maria Z from Australia takes over. And then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. today in 1 hour. Some stations join us in 5 minutes, but let's keep going here with the internet audience. So you're saying these great things about this guy, but then you realize he's going along with the whole agenda. All this is happening. And imagine if it wasn't just General Flynn. You got cut off on the break. I didn't even know that General Flynn called you today or texted you today about this, how touching it was. He's a combat vet himself, a great guy. What if more generals came out and did what Flynn's done? We would save this country.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, if more generals came out, they would quickly gain a critical mass. And, in fact, about 3 years ago, I contacted Eric, and I was like, you know, I'm like, look, we're down to the wire here. You know, people will follow Eric, especially people who've been in combat with him and know, you know, how smart he is and how serious of a man he is. He's not like Milley. Milley's not a man. Milley's not even smart. And the same with CQ Brown, chairman of the Joint Chiefs. He's not very smart, and he's a super racist. He's incompetent, right? Eric, on the other hand, is a straight up, you know, Star Wars type character in real life.
So this
life,
is one of the last, you know, good generals, and this is what you're saying.
Yeah, and I want him on our side. I want him on our side. And I still want him on our side. And because, I mean, he would be a winner.
So you contact him and you point out the Darien Gap, all this. Because here's America being invaded. Here's a real force.
The last time I communicated with Eric, I was in this hotel in the Afghanistan. I just come back from Darien, and I came up to Panama City. I'm in Panama City. And I was helping rescue people out of Afghanistan with groups of people that actually just helped again in Israel. And these groups of, Eric was a CENTCOM commander, right? And, the former Delta Force officer who was, the commander on the ground there, Donahue, he was, you know, we had people at the gate. Lara Logan, who just messaged me actually, Lara Logan told me, she's like, Michael, they're never going to let them in the gate. And I'm like, Lara, watch me. And then we get these American citizens to the gate, and they wouldn't let them in the gate. Lara was right. Fancy that. Lara's usually right, like you. And so, I couldn't get a hold of Eric directly. So I talked with some of the people on the staff right next to him. And I said, listen, we got Americans at the gate. You know, Donahue's not opening the gate and that sort of thing. And I set up this chat. I set up a chat. That, you know, with a bunch of officers and some intelligence people and that sort of thing, and the people with aircraft. And you might remember that chat that went viral where an army officer said, yeah, we're effing leaving Americans behind. That was somebody directly on Eric's staff that had direct physical access to him. Somebody I was communicating with directly, he was on my chat. So that comment came from the chat that I had set up. I'm like, I can't believe it. We're leaving Americans at the gate. We have aircraft. We can get them. I mean, my friend Rick Clay.
So your point is he's following Biden's orders.
Yeah, I'm like, what's wrong with you, Eric? I mean, seriously, this is a big deal.
So he's got physical courage to fight Al-Qaeda, but when it comes to political courage or moral courage, you're worried he doesn't have it.
Yeah, and Donahue, former Delta Force officer, you know, another friend of mine was Delta. Everybody's like, oh, Donahue's a great Delta operator and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, right now, he's got Americans at the gate. And guess what? That card's getting overdrawn right now, right? And anyway, long story short, we ended up getting a bunch of them out. And one of the guys that helped get a bunch of them out is actually Corey Mills, the congressman who is now over in Israel. We've been communicating. We're also on a private chat with Mike Flynn. But Corey just helped rescue some Americans in Israel. Corey helped rescue a lot of those people. We got them up in Tajikistan. Corey, if you need somebody rescued, he's a congressman, but he's got a side job of actually rescuing Americans, you know, in weird places that are, you know, can be dangerous. So we actually do have some real studs out there, like Corey Mills, as an example.
All right, we're back in 1 minute. Gorilla, Michael Yon, stay there. So let's bring this to what's happening in Israel, the world, and more straight ahead. Final segment with you, and then Maria Z takes over.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes and has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, he's known as the top combat correspondent, Michael Yon, former Green Beret, special operations operative. And he's here with us right now laying massive knowledge bombs on us. So we see this headline. We'll show those photos of him with the head of the Israeli military. Commander General Michael E. Gorilla, head of CENTCOM, is in Israel. And then you finish up this article you wrote yesterday that's gone so viral, but it sounds so wonderful. And all of a sudden you go, I hope he's not a communist. Maybe he's the enemy. Why won't he stand up for America? It really is true. I'm standing up. You're standing up. Tucker Carlson's standing up. Trump's standing up. Where are these generals with our borders wide open and all the Islamists flooding the U.S.? Where are they? We can't just kiss their ass because they're these great veterans. We have to ask them. Now the homeland's under attack. What are you doing?
You know, I don't see Eric as, he was the Ranger Regiment commander, by the way. You see that Ranger patch on his right shoulder, and he was a lot of other things. He, by the way, he recovered quickly from getting his femur shot in half and all kinds of the other wounds, and he went right back to war. He went back to combat. I mean, he's good at it. And so, I don't believe, I spent 5 months with Eric on the ground in combat. I don't believe he's pure evil to the core like Klaus Schwab. I think he's got a very good side of him, and somehow.
But it's important we call out our best, do the right thing for the Republic.
Yes. And I think deep down inside, he is an American and he's got a very good side to him. And he needs to know he's got a harbor he can go to, you know, people that will certainly take him in and not let him be eaten by the wolves. I mean, there he is on the ground, still giving orders behind the Al-Qaeda guy. He's a stud, and he's, but he somehow the dark side has taken him. And, but he, I do not believe at any, if I thought he was pure evil, I'd be, Everybody who knows me knows I will call the ball where it lands. You know, I've gone after McChrystal. I've never given him a breath of air. I don't like him. I'm never going to like McChrystal. You know what I mean? There are some that I went after, and I helped get General McChrystal fired. I set the table for that. Practically nobody knows that except for Secretary of Defense at the time, Robert Gates, and that sort of thing. But the bottom line is, you know, other generals like Daniel Menard, the Canadian general, I specifically got him into the position where he was reduced from rank to general to colonel and kicked out of the Canadian Army, right? There are some people that are just bad and need to go. I do not believe Eric is one of those people. He's doing bad and he needs to come back. That's the bottom line. He's a stud, and I hate to see him go down like that in history.
I tried to get you Sunday to get off of the whole Darien Gap thing, which is incredibly important, and you've helped expose that, the invasion happening, to being in the Middle East so much, knowing what's happening. Seems like Israel, the U.S. being led into a trap. Israel stopped its invasion so far, its ground invasion. Iran's threatening to attack. Russia's winning in Ukraine. China's threatening to invade Taiwan. All this is just a crazy time to be alive. Just as an American, Michael Yon, what is your view on the current geopolitical situation?
It's a trap. It's a trap. And look, Bibi Netanyahu is a member of the World Economic Forum. I mean, Bibi forced the vax. You know, I've supported Israel for years at great, you know, personal, you know, cost. You know, I've been over there I respect Israel, but at the same time, the forced vax and that sort of thing and the LGBT nonsense and the gender changing operations for children. I was like, that's enough. And we're not the Israeli Marines, right? There is a cost for these things. And these clowns who call us anti-Semites when we say things, you know, like that, like, Ben Shapiro, listen, I helped Daily Wire, my team helped Daily Wire get out and do things and will continue to do so. But that's not going to stop me from saying, hey, Ben, stop calling people like me anti-Semites. When we don't say, when we're not really willing to go there and get shot to pieces to rescue Israel every time. If the United States dies, Israel is dead almost instantly. If our tree gets chopped down, that little fruit called Israel is going to fall, obviously. And a lot of other places as well. And so, you know, anytime somebody throws that anti-Semite grenade these days, I just count them. In fact, I don't respect them anymore. And so, you know, I got a message this morning from Jordan Peterson. He works with Daily Wire, of course. And I know this will all get back to them. And of course, you know, instantly, like right now, within minutes. And by the way, I don't know if you probably know it, Alex, but a bunch of congressmen watch your show. A lot of military officers watch it. Every time I come on your show, I get messages almost immediately from members of Congress.
Well, Michael, I talked about it before you came on. I don't say this to brag. It's actually a great danger to my family. I want to get into it. But, I mean, without me even knowing, and the media said this, so it kind of made it true, that I was Trump's brain. It wasn't true 7 years ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago. It's been true the last couple of years. Trump's awake now. And so I can tell you right now, Trump's chief advisors, I mean, his main guys he follows are watching. And so I had meetings.
No, they are.
I had meetings with him last week. Well, off record. But the point is what you're saying is true. And I'm only saying something so the public knows it. I wouldn't even say it unless it was already exposed. So it's already out there, but yes, they do listen, but not just me. It's my guests like you. So what's your message to Trump in the White House right now?
Yeah, I know people close to Trump, watch you because I know some of those people. And they're going to be messaging me as soon as I get off. Obviously we have to close the border. We have to do as Posobiec said, denaturalize and deport. And as a Marine friend told me the other day, a Marine
it's like vomiting poison out. We have to get the – sorry, your Marine buddy said.
That's right. He's a retired Marine officer. I took him to the Darien Gap. He was actually chief counsel for one of the congressmen. And he told me, he's like, you missed one, Mike. It's also deter. So because I said we got 3 Ds, detect, denaturalize, and deport. And he said – and add detect to that. So I'm going to give him credit for that because he could probably come beat me up. And so detect, denaturalize, deport, of course. And so, I mean, the bottom line is we can get rid of him. Anybody who tells me we can't close the border, You're a clown. We're not even in the same conversation. I don't have time for you. We can close the border. I'm not saying we're going to stop the helium from leaking through. A little bit will get through for sure. Got it. No problem. But we can definitely squeak it down where it's just drops coming through. And we can absolutely deport people by
the tens of millions. And Trump did that. Trump did that for 4 years.
Oh yeah. Trump can do it. Trump can do it. I'll support Trump if he starts doing that. I'm very upset with Trump on the vax. Super upset. As upset as I am with Eric about the vax. Eric pushed the vax too. It's extremely upsetting for me. But if he's going to start deporting people, by the tens of millions, if Trump will start doing that, he can count me as part of, you know, going out there and putting a camera on it and showing that he's getting it done.
Well, exactly. I don't believe in lesser two evils, but it's the globalists are after Trump. We've got to back him. They want to stop him. And it's such an incredible. So overall, what is your view about what's about to happen to Israel? Why has Israel stopped their offensive into Gaza?
That's an urban environment. You know, I mean, seriously, fighting through that, they're gonna.
And they know once they roll through, they're going to pop up from their underground tunnels behind them. So you'll be caught in a pincer.
Oh yeah. I mean, in that, I'm telling you, those environments there, that's just like, you'll lose so many troops. You're either going to have to do an actual genocide, which of course the Jewish people in general will never leave down, even though a huge number of them don't want this at all. And a lot of people don't realize there's a lot of Jewish people, that don't even want there to be in Israel. In fact, I'm on a chat group with some Orthodox men. They're very smart and they're like, they don't like Israel and they're as Orthodox as you can get. I mean, which is, there's all these internal dynamics, right?
Exactly. If you disagree with Netanyahu, you're not against Jews. There's not one monolithic group.
The people that are most against Netanyahu are actually Jews. I mean, it's, you know, it's because keep in mind, as you well know, I mean, I watch your show a lot, that, you know, whether it's Christianity or Islam or whatever, within that blanket, that umbrella of saying, you know, Christianity, there are subgroups. Like you go up to Belfast, Ireland, and the Catholics on the one section of Belfast, there's a wall over 20 miles that separates Catholics from Protestants. I mean, there's big differences, you know, they're both Christians but yet they fight like cats and dogs still. There's a wall that's bigger than the Trump wall, which is, the Trump wall is pretty serious, but that wall in Belfast, Ireland, I went to it last year. I mean, that's to separate Christians from Christians, and they're both white Irish, right? So, I mean, so, and it's the same way with Israel. There's these internal fights most people don't get. And there's a lot of Jews in places like that. I keep telling them, or a lot of them get it. The smart ones don't need to be told this. But this Darien Gap that people are flooding through, there are tons of Hamas in Venezuela who speak Spanish fluently, and they're coming through the gap every day. They were born and raised in Venezuela. They've got no accent when they speak. They look like Venezuelans.
Sure,
body language of Venezuelans.
And then when they attack, the power structure will get more surveillance control. They won't get in trouble, just like Netanyahu not getting in trouble with the standouts. Let me ask you this. What can we do as Americans right now to de-escalate this?
Israel, first of all, stand against genocide. I'm not getting behind anybody's genocide. And if you're going to take Gaza, you're either going to lose a huge amount of troops going through there clearing that stuff. I mean, it's unbelievable. Or you're going to flatten it. Which is, you know, genocide, right? I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you're in a pickle at this point. And also, what is really going on?
Yeah, but we know Hamas has pulled back. So they're going to let them level the rubble field, and then they're going to go into the rubble field and attack the Israeli military, who got beat in 2006 in Lebanon.
You go into that, hey, an urban environment like that is just what Eric got shot in. I've been in a lot of urban fighting, and I tell you, it's literally like jungle fighting in a sense. And a lot of people think there's no more hand-to-hand fighting and combat. Hand-to-hand combat's common. Deuce 4 got in hand-to-hand all the time. When Eric got shot, Rob Prosser got in hand-to-hand with the Al-Qaeda. He had already shot 4 times, right? This is common. They commonly get into hand-to-hand combat with all this. Because in jungle warfare and in urban war, you know, it was a sergeant major in the British SAS. We were talking about this when I was going to combat tracking school with him one time. He's like, you know, when I'm teaching, you know, my young, you know, SAS guys, you know, I teach them, you know, whatever you're learning in the jungle is very similar to urban combat. Like a lot of your optics don't work. A lot of that stuff doesn't matter because, you know, you're not going to see them 400 meters away or 4,000 meters away with your thermal when you're going up the steps. And you're not always going to have a helicopter to land on the top. You know what I mean? In fact, you're usually not. And you're just going to lose a huge amount of people, right? And that's what'll happen if you either you're going to level it. In which case you're going to lose a lot of people because the entire world's going to turn against you. So you'll start losing on that battlefield in a major way, right? Or you try to go, clear it room to room. That's insane. And you'll lose a huge amount and you'll still get that ire because.
So why do you think Trump was able to get the Abraham Accords and create peace and now all hell's broken loose?
Trump was smarter. And Trump wasn't trying to burn down the world. Notice Trump. I'm really against Trump on the vax, but he did not get us into any wars. He avoided wars, and I respect that immensely. I mean, he was really good at, playing the board so that we could keep our noses out of the blood, right? And I know he went after ISIS, and he smoked them, right? I mean, he did a few things that were – there's some house cleaning that's got to be done. But at the same time, the things like this, I don't believe it would have happened. How in the world did this attack even happen in Israel without Israeli intelligence and American intelligence not knowing? In fact, I can't believe it. That's just utterly stupid. I mean, that would be like standing in the middle of a four-lane highway and not seeing, a whole ton of trucks coming at you from a year away. You know what I mean? With the lights on, blaring their horns. They could not have done this in total secrecy. Look, in some of the videos they show, anyway, bottom line is something was wrong here. It's like another one of these setups. It's quite clear. It's drawn us in. Israel has tried to get the United States for years to attack Iran. And by the way, have you ever woke up in the morning saying, wow, I can't wait to kill an Iranian guy today? Because I haven't. You know what I mean? When I meet Iranian people, I almost always get along with them very well. By the way, they are coming through the gap, Iranians, by the way. And Iran does have a close relationship with Venezuela. So on the one side, they are definitely an opponent at the government level. There's no question about it. And they have a beachhead down in Venezuela and other places.
So let me ask you this.
So does China.
I didn't read your whole post today or yesterday. Michael Yon, call sign Big Honey here on Commander General Michael E. Carrilla. But you about him and say, is he a communist? Is he Darth Vader? What should he be doing? What should these, because the country's overrun, the nation's dying. What do you expect generals like him to do?
Well, if he's got the real courage he showed on the battlefield, but it's a moral courage. I remember, let me preface this by saying a Delta Force psychologist who was a friend of mine, told me years ago, he was one of the guys that did help with selection of Delta. He said, when you're trying to weed out the people that shouldn't be there, right? Obviously. And one of the things he looked for, and he thought that moral courage was an underpinning for physical courage. In other words, you needed strong moral courage to have physical courage. Maybe he's right. I don't know because, there's bank robbers out there and it takes, courage or just stupidity to rob a bunch of banks, right? Or maybe it's, they think
they can get away with it. Satanic pride is what criminals operate, but real people operate on a sense of mission and a commitment and selflessness. And that's where real power comes from.
I think Eric does have a moral underpinning. I think that he does. I don't think he's gone totally black or I wouldn't even be attempting.
No, I agree. So why are you saying, is he a communist? Is he the enemy? Because you're challenging him to be a leader?
Because one thing I learned in my study of cults, you'll never go wrong studying cults. It's an investment. You'll never see the cult you're in. Nobody ever sees the cult that they're in. You'll see everybody else's cult. You never see your own. And anybody can be pulled into a cult if they, play.
And that's
what
worries me about Trump. He's being persecuted. It's a real attack. He's made major mistakes. And I want to support him because he's under attack and he's saying the right things. But then I don't want to be in a Trump cult either.
No. We're clearly not in the – I know you're not in the Trump cult because I remember you coming out with him standing against the vax. I'm like, yeah, Alex is – because I know you were supporting Trump more than I was. And you were going after him on the vax. I'm like, look, Alex is even going after him. And so you can't be in his cult. I think he, in fact, didn't want to talk with you after that, as I recall. Yes. I'm sorry, my memory's foggy. And so, I mean, look, one of the aspects of a cult is you can't leave. When you try to, you know, define what is a cult, that's a very difficult thing to define.
And that's the Democrats are a cult. You don't do exactly what they say, they attack you.
Oh, clearly. Yeah. As soon as you try to leave, pile on you, right? And, start, you know, do everything in the book, close your accounts, do everything. You try to destroy your life. They stalk you like a stalker. I know you've had stalkers, and stalkers have a very specific type of behavior. And cultures and cults also can exhibit anything that happens in one person can actually happen in a large group of people.
Explain a cult mindset. These people are delusional, but they're manipulated by a force.
Yeah, they are. They're manipulated by also the system. One retired colonel, he's about 90 now. He told me one day a few years ago, he said, "Michael, organizational structure dictates outcome." It's a brilliant saying, a brilliant statement that he made. Organizational structure dictates outcome. Eric and others have come into an organizational structure that has been changed and tweaked over the years to select for people who will go to the dark side. So Eric clearly has a dark gene in him, as a lot of good guys do. I mean, seriously.
Now, we've all got our better angels and our bad ones.
Yeah. And so it's selecting for that. And then it's pulling them all together, and then it's reinforcing it. Right. And that's what it does. And it reinforces it. It gets that music going. They're all dancing to it. Another colonel of mine, a friend of mine who messaged me today. He's a scientist now, and he said, you know, one of the problems, he never made general because he was his own man. And then weirdly, anyway, that guy's really, you should have him on your show. But that guy,
you tell me who to have on, Michael, we're having him on.
I have to ask him offline.
You just send the list of who's coming on, they're coming on.
He got shot up as well. And in fact, the first person that visited him when he got shot three times, I think, as well. And, it was Eric. Eric was like, came right, flew in to go to the hospital. Eric looks after the wounded and things like that. And, that dark side, I mean, people can be pulled out of it. And I know inside of Eric, he can be pulled out somehow and needs to come out. Our country is going to die. That means his beautiful family, obviously he knows that. He doesn't need to fill in the blanks. He knows that there's not going to be anywhere to go. There's nowhere to go, right? This is it. This is it. We are 911. We're the White Hats. I've got a Darien call. Sorry about that, Alex. Everybody gets sick in the Darien. If it's tuberculosis, I'm going to take it and snap its neck and throw it down the window. But everybody's getting sick down there. Ben Berquam and Oscar Blue and everybody gets sick. All half the center front, it seems like. A lot of the migrants are coughing. Anyway, so, but the bottom line is it's not over. If it was over, you wouldn't be fighting and I wouldn't be fighting. If it was over, we would be,
running. That's right. The public's turning against the globalists. We have a real opportunity to defeat them. Incredible job. Michael Yon, everybody can find you at Michael_Yon on Twitter, michaelyon.com. Brother, join us again soon. I know you're doing great work on your Twitter. Everybody can see the incredible aircraft and drones and the giant UN bases they're building to flood us. God bless you. Amazing interview, sir. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Alex. It's a huge honor to come on. Now my whole family's going to be messaging me.
Well, it's an honor to have you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, sir. When I tell people about the success we're having and who we're influencing, it's not to brag. It's to say the enemy already knows this. They're coming after us. We are not just reaching the general public, which is so important. We're reaching Trump and governments all over the world that understand that the globalists want a post-industrial civilization to shut down society. If the public will just verbally and culturally and spiritually support the truth, and if people will just support InfoWarsStore.com and get my book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. If you'll just go to InfoWarsStore.com, the sale's got to end. 60% off BrainForce Plus and big discounts on DNA Force Plus and InfoWars Platinum back in stock. If you'll just do that, we will stay on air. The enemy is not that powerful. I'm not that powerful. And they haven't been able to shut us down because of you. We're only on air because of you. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139 is the number to call. Thank you so much. Maria Z, I apologize for taking half her show. She's a great lady from Australia where they're trying to enforce her tyranny. Big victories happening there. She's about to take over. Owen Schroyer takes over about 32 minutes from now, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. Please tune in. He's a great guy. He's going to report to prison for free speech violations against the New World Order as a political prisoner coming up on the 24th. The book starts shipping in just a couple days on the 20th. Get The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for your incredible support and all you do. Maria Z, set to take over right now. And then, as I said, the War Room, 3 p.m. Central, Owen Schroyer, 8 a.m., Harrison Smith, American Journal, at InfoWars.com. Please share those links. You are our only hope. Thank you so much. My fellow patriots, the trifecta has not been in stock for years. Many of these products have been sold out for years, but we've not had all three of them at once together at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. This is your best opportunity at the lowest price to support the broadcast, but more importantly, experience DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. All three of these products are back in stock right now for a limited time at 40% off. It would take me an hour to tell you about what's in DNA Force Plus or Real Red Pill Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about these products, find out why they're so game-changing, and get yours today. DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all three back in stock. It's the trifecta sale, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on air. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached a critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z from ZMedia.com. That's three E's. So wonderful to be with you all today. I am so glad that Michael Yon was discussing some of this in the last segment of the hour. It's very on point and absolutely what I want to talk about today, which is the topic of the masterful display of division that we are witnessing before our very eyes right now. Sometimes those people who've been given the responsibility to share the truth with humanity have to take a moment to break away from breaking news and address specific issues that we see and remember who our real enemy is, because this is an information war, and boy, oh boy, is it raging right now. Let me start by saying that I absolutely condemn terrorism. That includes by Hamas, or the governments that mandated bioweapons on their populations. That includes the terrorists running the three-letter agencies, the WEF, the WHO, and the UN, two-letter agency, whatever, and all of the governments that are working in collusion with them. I am so sick and tired of prefacing every single discussion I've had about Israel and Hamas with, "Let me start by confirming I condemn terrorism." If it isn't evident by this point that I condemn terrorism after fighting those who are waging terrorism on their populations for 3 years straight, then I don't know what will make that evident to humanity. But the problem is that if you question what's happening now, you're suddenly a terrorist supporter, apparently. How does that mean that? And if I don't say it from the outset, I'm an anti-Semite. Really? I have been guest hosting the Alex Jones Show for over a year now, absolutely hammering Joe Biden and the American government on almost every single broadcast. If I haven't been doing it solely on the American government, I've done it to my own. I've done it to the Australian leaders, so-called leaders in this country, time and time again. I think they're psychopaths. We currently have in Australia, we just had a referendum on the weekend about this voice thing. You all saw a couple of weeks ago, I had Grandmother Malara on the broadcast, an Aboriginal elder, talking about how this was a UN takeover of our country, essentially hiding it under the guise of, oh, we're going to help the Indigenous people. And what it really is UN 30 by 30, which, by the way, your insane so-called President Joe Biden also has signed up to, where the UN comes and takes at least 30% of your land. The Council of Foreign Relations says they want 80% under the guise of conservation. And we had a referendum in Australia and the population voted no, and our government's still barreling forward with it anyway. They're saying, oh, don't worry about the fact that you said no. That was misinformation. We're going to do it anyway. And I hammer these people every single time, and I've been doing it nonstop for 3 years. Never have I once been called an anti-American, an anti-Australian. In the entire time that I've been coming on this broadcast, this is a worldwide broadcast, but it's an American platform. Have any of the American people once thought, listening to me, that when I criticize your government, I'm an anti-American? I don't think it's happened once. And you know what? When I went to the United States recently, I had American people coming and thanking me for my efforts. And I come on here and criticize Joe Biden. I'll do it every day of the week if I need to. And come here and criticize Anthony Albanese every day of the week if I need to. He's a lunatic. But I'm not an anti-Australian, and I'm not an anti-American, and I'm certainly not an anti-Semite when I have a thing or two to say about Netanyahu, who brags that he entered his population into a lab for Pfizer. I am absolutely astounded at the number of conservatives and people on social media that I am seeing right now that are being accused, that are accusing others of being an anti-Semite for asking questions. Asking questions is what we do, especially when it comes to what's coming out of the government and what's coming out of the media. All of a sudden, when there's a crisis, every single time it happens, the population goes, oh no, what does the government think? These are the masses that think this. But I thought that truth tellers have learned their lesson. I thought that they know that as soon as there's a new crisis, the exact opposite of what they should be doing is trusting what the government is saying. They should be looking to see what it is that they're trying to achieve behind the scenes. I will criticize a government as much as I want, as long as I want, and with as big of a microscope as is required, because it is our right to do so after every single government colluded with Big Pharma to unleash a bioweapon that has killed millions and they knew would kill millions in order to depopulate the world. That includes the Israeli government. It includes the Palestinian government. And I will do so, especially when the stakes are so high in this instance. We are on the cusp of World War III, and whatever decisions these lunatics make, and yes, Netanyahu is one of those lunatics, sorry Ben Shapiro, it could literally result in the decimation of not millions of people like it did with the shots, billions. If we end up with nuclear war. So yes, I will criticize every government. I'll continue to do so. And that doesn't make me anti anything. It makes other than anti-globalist, anti-New World Order, and pro-humanity. Whatever race, religion, color you are, I don't care. And if you stand with genocide of any kind after you've been standing against the genocide of people around the world, knowing that the end goal is depopulation and mass control and mass surveillance and digital dictatorships and open air concentration camps, and suddenly you stand for genocide of any people, you can never, ever be trusted again. Let me make that clear, and let me remind the people of that. It is making me sick seeing the way that these people are behaving. Now, I want to address the division tactics and the disgraceful behavior of those contributing to them. And some may say I'm doing that right now. No, no, no. What I'm doing is reminding you of who your enemy is. And the banner that we used to unite under, which was that we understood that there was a global control mechanism at our doorstep and we needed to push back against it. I'm reminding people of that. That is your enemy. That is your number one sole enemy and all of the people colluding with them. And they didn't just suddenly decide to stop colluding with them overnight. Netanyahu hasn't forgotten his friendship with Albert Bourla that he bragged about. He hasn't suddenly said, oh, you know what? No, it was wrong of me to do this, to absolutely decimate my military with these shots. It was wrong of me to form a friendship with Albert Bourla. The Australian government hasn't suddenly repented of all the people they've killed. No, they don't even want an inquiry into it. These people are murderers. They've silenced anyone with any criticism right now of Israel because they've weaponized the word anti-Semite. The same way they've weaponized every other term. Nazi, fascist, homophobe, climate denier, misinformation spreader, transphobe, anti-vaxxer. The list goes on and on and on. And this particular situation has shown us a masterful display of division by the puppet masters that have now fractured the truth movement. The ultimate prize, dividing the people that understand that they are being attacked by a common enemy and turning them against each other instead of the real enemy. And we can't see it? We saw it 3 minutes ago. What happened? We'll continue this on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now. I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists, the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover, is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. That's why I want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
in history did we see a time where people have been divided and chopped up again and again and again in such a small time, in such a small window of time. It started with COVID. We united those that could see what was going on for the most part with this and understood that the tyranny was worldwide and all were involved and all were taking part in seeing its fulfillment. Then they brought in the trans issues in full swing. We had a split at that point where gay people could no longer relate to a lot of conservatives who were saying, no, we need to now cling more to our Christian values, not tolerate any of this. Then we have Ukraine and Russia. Who's a Russian agent? Me, apparently. Last week I was also a Zionist shill and Mossad, and this week I'm an anti-Semite. You know, it changes every day, really. And now, are you pro-Israel or pro-Palestine? Acrobatics, backflips, gymnastics every single day, over and over again. How about I'm not pro-Israel and I'm not pro-Palestine? How about both have corrupt governments who mandated bioweapons on their populations to depopulate them and kill them off in line with the WEF, the UN, and the WHO's agenda? How about that? I keep going back to this because they'd love for us to forget that they took part in it. They'd love to escape the accountability that is required for people who literally went on a murder spree with COVID injections worldwide. It was a murder spree. How many children died as a result of the miscarriages from the shots? Why weren't we as outraged about that worldwide as we are about what largely was a CNN story? I'm not denying that atrocities have occurred. I'm denying the immediate belief in the same media that told you safe and effective every single day of your life. The same governments that told you safe and effective, so much so that they denied you the right to go and earn an income unless you play Russian roulette with their depopulation injections. The same people are still in charge. And you want me to side with them? With murderers? With genocidal maniacs? With mass depopulationists? No. No. I will never. I side with humanity the same way that I always have while it's been under attack by the same mass murderers that are attacking them now. 2% of Americans have gone and taken the COVID boosters. What do you think they're going to do once they lose all support for one narrative? Majority of the world can't stand to look at Zelensky anymore while he shills to make Ukraine the first fully automated AI New World Order run country in the world. It's the model for them all. Look up Ukraine 24. They're disgusted by his face, and so they should be. So they need something new. I'm not saying that the events that we're being told about are not real and not happening. I'm just questioning who's behind them. And anyone, who's learned even one lesson from just the past 3 years, forget the rest of history, of false flags and governments colluding together to achieve a greater purpose and the people suffering. Forget hundreds of years of history of governments doing that. Just the past 3 years alone, if you've learned one lesson, it's that you should question everything. And I keep going back to the COVID lie, because they'd love for us to forget what they did. They tried to kill us. They're still trying to kill us. And how do you best do that? By convincing people we need World War III. MAGA supporters are white supremacists, apparently. The same people who call you a domestic terrorist are now feeding you another narrative that you have to support this war and support only one side and don't question anything. And the craziest thing to me, the absolute most insane thing to me, is that so many have bought it. And let me address some of those slurs and labels. They've lost their weight. They have name-called us that many times that the words have literally lost their meaning. I've lost count of the number of times the Australian government has used the word Nazi to describe parents that are protesting pedophile story time in their schools and libraries. They use the word Nazi. Do you know what that's done? It's made people who are accused of being a Nazi shake it off, and it's diminished the actual atrocities of what the Nazis did. The word has no meaning anymore. We've overused it so much that we no longer think of what the Nazis actually did when we hear the word Nazi. Guess what, globalists? You've done the same with the word anti-Semite now. You've done the exact same thing. It means nothing anymore. Your weapons are failing. Your weapons are failing miserably. Your weapon anti-vaxxer failed. Your weapon transphobe failed. Your weapon misinformation spreader failed. Your weapon domestic terrorist failed. We reject and refute every single one of those labels until they mean nothing anymore. And your latest efforts, anti-Semite, no longer mean a thing either. People need to buy a dictionary and look up the actual definition of those words. It's unbelievable. Meanwhile, we're spearheading towards a one world government because they will split and split and split everyone and lie to us until we're left with more factions than you can count, with five members each. And we're letting it happen, apparently. Team, can you please bring up the article? Israel News. Likud minister formulates emergency regulations to imprison citizens who harm national morale. Communications Minister Kahi is promoting regulations that would allow him to direct police to arrest civilians, remove them from their homes, or seize their property if he believes they have spread information that could harm national morale or served as the basis for enemy propaganda. What sort of truth do you think you're going to get out of Israel if people are being arrested for doing something that they consider, quote, harming national morale? You can drop that article off the screen now if you like, team. Because we have people in Israel who are questioning their government. They're not anti-Semites, by the way. They're Jewish. And they don't trust their government, and rightly so. In fact, a recent poll, Alex, spoken about it, over 90% of Israelis think that Netanyahu is to blame for all of this. So what do they do? Oh, we'll just imprison anyone who harms morale. That's called a dictator wants to stay in power and shut up anyone that disagrees with him or questions him. It's the same behavior of people like the Biden administration, the Australian government, the WHO, who called us domestic terrorists, which, by the way, in December, if nations don't pull out of the initial proposal for the IHR amendments, which seeks to make Tedros Ghebreyesus the medical dictator of the world for whatever he says is a pandemic at any time, if nations don't pull out of that by December, Tedros becomes that medical dictator of the world. And the following day, December 2nd, or whatever the date is, I think it's December 1st to pull out. December 2nd, he could declare a pandemic, even if one doesn't exist, or if there's absolutely no evidence that one ever will again. He could. And he could mandate shots worldwide. And what do you think's going to happen between now and then? You're going to be distracted. You're going to be caused to hate your neighbor, the same neighbor that was standing with you against the government that you knew was out there to depopulate all of us. Doesn't matter the race, religion, it does not matter. You'll be distracted fighting your neighbor. No. Not me. And hopefully no one that has listened to this broadcast today, because my entire point has been to remind you of who our enemy is, and that enemy hasn't changed. So God bless you all that can see through these lies. I hope I've helped you today make sense of it all and continue to stand for the truth. I'll see you soon.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect, and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.